Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. Ain't got nothing on you, baby. It's time, baby.
Let down, 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 let down
Truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terrorist, and that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater.
That bitch a liar.
This retrograde really has some folks tripping. So because I honor the universe, and the universe is sending us trippy vibes, I figured let's run with it. My ancestors told me not to change the day and time of the show, but because I'm just so trifling, I refuse to listen to them. So please join me, Jolly Ali, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. for Less Blake, where we can discuss why people are taking everything so personally.
Niggas always talk, but I run the plot. Unfold all the knots, expose the half-knot. Click, click, pop, pop, pop.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Judd from Atlanta Hawks. I'm chilling with Dawn Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicoleone.
This is your boy Burston, is chilling right here with Don Nicoleone for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl Don Nicoleone. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Giff, and I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Yo, Beat Banger, you're watching IndieHeat.com with Don Nicoleone.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the First, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh, boy.
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Don Carleon.
You're tuning in to IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, IndieHeat. Don Carleone.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Carleone Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only...
We so ATL,
we so
right
ATL man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me?
Hi, this is Mitch Henry. Introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it at IndieHeat.com. You're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop. Brought to you by Trapaholic Mixtape. This mixtape feature Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Baby Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Boom, 5020 Gimp, Sick as a Dane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe and lay up. Available on Live Mixtape at DavidBlaineOnline.com.
You rock it like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy. Mixed up fingernails, let me see if you can. Bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I...
Return with a show that's more fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Don Nicoleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGAG Radio.
By popular demand, Sasha Fierce, Nicki Minaj, let's go. Yo, rude boy, why you cross me? Like a lick of tea, I'm a nut, big M, none of Mickey D. Now I'm flyer than a broom, 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 I diss them. Then I pull up in the room, broom, broom, the system. Now listen, now listen, listen. I was there through your bed in prison. You know I could have been your wife, but suck for you. Boo hoo, I would never run a tub for you. Excuse me, I'm buzzing like bumblebees. Football, and they all wanna fumble me. I was a 32 D's in my dungarees. Can I have a couple more cucumbers, please? Now I'm that bitch, now I'm the bad witch. I need a lot of cheese up on my sandwich. Just got a new boyfriend, he's popping up here. And he just bought me two Giuseppe shoes. That's one for the right, and one for the left. Yes, to the left, left to the left. Now we should all go to Jerry Springer. And you can put the ring up on my middle finger.
Three good kids.
gone.
Hey, and just like a girl should be gone, gone. Bibby bop like Sean, Sean, Sean. Anyway, I like Lauren, London. Get my top six, give me my one ton. Cause you thought you'd win, but I knew you'd lose. Honey, I'm flyer than altitude crew. Yes, I'm cool, you could chug too. Nicky been hot since I've stuck good.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Yo, it was back in 07, did a couple of tapes, did a couple DVDs, made a couple mistakes. Didn't know what I was doing, but I put on a cape. Now it's which world tour should I go on a date? So you told me I would lose, but I won. I might cop a million Jimmy Choo's just for fun. Cause bitches couldn't take what was in me. Australia, Sydney, might run up in Disney. Out in LA with Lindsay, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. Got two shows tonight, that's Brooklyn and Dallas. Then the private party at the Buckingham Palace. It means I gotta fly like a movie, no commercial. That's young money, cash money, yeah, I'm universal.
Check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicolion.
So all my bad bitches, I can keep your halo. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. See, that's the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. All the girls will come in, as long as they understand that I'm fighting for the girls that never.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge, the master this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Thanks, materialistic ass. Common desire, stink, ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it.
Oh, praises to the Most Highest, man. Hope y'all had a wonderful, strong beginning, because we about to get to it 5 days a week, Don Nicolion Show podcast. Please believe it, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG Radio, IndieHeat.com, GeorgiaGossip.com. You already know Don Nicolion is in the building. Special shout-out to everybody that's attending live on the Don Nicolion Show. We love you, baby. We love you. And all those that's in the VIP, in the chat room, and also in the upper room on GeorgiaGossip.com listening live, and those that are actually listening on their PlayStations. I love y'all. Do me a favor. Touch yourself and feel yourself and see that you are alive in this thing. Yep, man. So much has happened over the weekend. Of course, the news, St. Louis was hit.
again and again. We got actually live video footage from the airport, man. I'm going to put it up in the chat room, give y'all a chance to actually check it out. If you have not, you can check out the live video footage from the airport. Kind of interesting too. It looked like a ghost, you know what I'm saying, when you first look at it and shit, after the wind stopped blowing and motherfuckers stopped falling everywhere and shit, just feel like a ghost just done came through that motherfucker. Big ups to Mother Nature, man. Big ups to Mother Nature. I got the news coming up next. Also, the talk seems to be through the metaphysical community and also religious community and also mainstream media, UFOs and all that good stuff. I got Farrakhan coming up next. He will be discussing the UFO sightings in the government. Yep, Donna Coleon got Minister Louis Farrakhan on this motherfucker. Yeah, so, hey, strap up, man. Put on your dashikis and your bow ties and get your bean pies, baby. I got the news coming up next. We'll be right back. Yeah.
To get down, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock a microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious, cause I'm the winner. Don't I lose? To be an MC is what I choose. The ladies love me, girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me, like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cause. I don't care, I'm number one, so uno, I like punk. Bring all the suckers, cause all of them I'll stomp. Won't neglect, but I will protect. All of my followers, cause all I want is respect. I'm not a boxer, but the man watcher. A slick brother that can leave the outboxer. Cause I'm Bob, the last name Jason. And over mic, I'm known to be the freshest. So let's start, it shouldn't be too hard. I'm not a sucker, so I don't need a bodyguard. I won't flex, wear bulletproof vest. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand sex, yes. That's the basis in. I'm kind of silly, that's why I don't want to win. A funky rhyme to a foe or a good friend. Now listen up, cause I want you to comprehend. Cause I'm the leader, the man, superior. I say curia, and then you get worrier. So that's it, my mother not counterfeit. The record sells, which makes this wanna hit. It won't hurt, till it's a true red alert. Take off the shirt, make sure I don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I want the duckers, this is raw-based world. I'm on a mission, you better just listen. To my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make a right, y'all. Welcome back to the Don Nicole Young Show. You already know it takes two, not three, not four, not five, not six to make a thing go right. It just takes two, baby. Two's a company, three's a crowd. What is four and five? You feel me? Anyway, shoot, I got the news. I don't even know where to begin, man. If y'all actually saw the footage of the two black girls whooping the white bitch ass in McDonald's and stuff, even McDonald's even came out with a statement about it and said that they were looking to fire a few motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? The person that actually took the video footage was also a McDonald's worker. And you could tell that the manager was trying to help and shit, but they're trying to fire motherfuckers for it. But, you know, come to find out, my nigga, this is the funny shit. The person who asked they was kicking the white chick turns out to be none other than a man, man. Here's their statement. They done came out and made a statement. Want y'all to hear about it. Here it is.
Well, I wanted to go use the bathroom, and the guy told me that I needed to order something before I had to use the bathroom. Well, by the time I got there, I was really needed to use the bathroom. So a guy approached me, asked me how I was doing. So I said, not now. I want to go use the bathroom. Come back out. The girl spit in my face, and she approached me. She said, are you trying to talk to my man? I said, no, I didn't even know that was your man at all. So the other girl came up, spit in my face, and they started ripping my hair, throwing me on the floor, kicking me in my face. Then I got up and I tried to hit the other girl. Like, I had her in a corner to try to get her off of me. And the other girl came up and started kicking me in my face, punching me in my nose, ripped my earrings out of my earlobes. I can't really wear earrings like that anymore, the dangling ones, because they fall out now.
Did you hear any of the McDonald's workers? Did they say anything to you?
They all sat there and watched. They all sat there and watched. And then when I tried to use the cell, when I tried to use the phone, the girl ripped the phone out of my hand. I was like, no, she ain't calling no cops. And she sat it down. When I sat there to collect my stuff back, the one girl kicked me in my back, stepped on my arm. I had so many bruises. I still have bruises all over me. But the only one that's still remaining is the one on my eye and the one on my kneecap. So I don't remember having a seizure. I mean, I do remember going into one. That's why I try to sit there and be calm. Every time I try to walk away, they followed me. And there's two entrances to come through my way in the living room. You had to walk around the whole circle, but the one guy was standing there, and he seen him coming back there, and he walked away when he came up and approached me, because I was holding my head like this because I didn't want to go into a seizure, and I knew I was going to go into one. And when I had a seizure, I remember spitting up blood all over the McDonald's door. So, but I don't remember being taped that much further after that, though, because I remember the guy working at McDonald's, he was taping me on his cell phone, and I told him to get it out of my effing face. And he sat there, and he must have taped me even further when he started kicking me even more. They kicked me in my face. They really hurt me really bad. And I'm just afraid to go outside now because of stuff like that. And I'm really appalled about how all my charges have been brought on the Internet.
Just fucking beautiful, just beautiful. Let me put that in the chat room for y'all real quick. It's actually a transvestite by the name of Christopher Polis. I'm going to put the link in the chat room if y'all ain't saw the video or just want to look at the picture. And if you ain't a member, you got to sign on and actually look at the footage, you feel me? But anyway, yeah, so I'm sure, I mean, it's been a talk over the weekend and shit. I mean, it was the shit. The best ass whooping I think that goddamn I've seen in a long time from black motherfuckers that whooped up on somebody else, you feel me? And it was a fucking man! A man! A white man at that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all got to see it again, man, then it all makes sense, you feel me? Says you got to use, oh yeah, I left that part out. You're right. Thank you, Jolly. The girl that whooped that motherfucker ass was 14 years old. One of them all was whooping their ass like they were like 20-some, 30. God damn. Uh-oh, that ain't it. Wait, my bad. Wait, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. What the hell? That ain't it, man. That's that nature strike shit. Look like all the computers seem to be tripping. I'm telling you, man. I'm on something else. And this shit just won't, motherfucker. Let me refresh this, motherfucker. This is some bullshit. My apologies. There it is. All right, here it is right here, y'all, if y'all just want to take a look at it real quick. Yeah, I got our ass swamped, whooped, you know what I'm saying? And did you see when the white bitch tried to stop, the old white bitch tried to stop and thought about putting her hands on one of them black chicks? And the black chick said, bitch, if you touch me, I'm going to knock the shit out you. You fucking touch me, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. So and the video is 3 minutes, but I ain't got time to get that motherfucker 3 minutes of goddamn fame. But at the end of the goddamn day, the motherfucker Chris, the little transvestite motherfucker, said, I just want to give a shout-out to the white lady. He white his damn self. But to the white lady that helped me. You know what I'm saying? That white lady ain't did shit. She walked the fuck off while them hoes was still whooping your fucking ass. And bitch, that bitch didn't want to get her ass whooped either. Shit. told that white old white woman, boy, you better not touch me. Touch me, I'm going to fuck you up. I love it, man. This shit is incredible, man. It's better than police brutality, goddammit. I love it. I love it. Special shout out to those sisters, man. Goddammit, get that ass, motherfucker. Get that ass. This is what happens. Black women have lost their fucking minds. Y'all better beware. Beware the black woman, motherfucker. The bitch, it was a time where it was fear the black man. You better fear the black woman now, goddammit. Fear the black woman, motherfucker. This bitch going crazy as hell. There's something else in the news in regards to another crazy-ass black woman. I'm sure y'all motherfuckers heard about the bitch who bit off her nigga penis. Bit the penis completely the fuck off. He was talking shit. He ain't know when to shut the fuck up. She told that nigga basically, nigga, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I asked you a goddamn question. You still running your fucking mouth? Learn to shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. That's all you got to do is shut the fuck up. Let me put this in the chat room, too, just in case y'all motherfuckers ain't seen this goddamn shit. Goddamn it. But, hey, black women, they going ham. They going hen on y'all motherfuckers. Fear of the black woman. Black women have lost their goddamn minds, man. Big ups to the black women that's snapping. God damn it. What it is actually, I mean, it's the lunar shift into the sun cycle. So a lot of bitches, y'all got to be very, keep telling y'all niggas, man, when it comes to the black woman now, man, y'all got to watch, tread softly, everybody, because the bitch on a short fuse, I'm telling you. The black woman is on a short fuse. She can't take no much. She can't take too much of this shit. She can't take too much shit from you motherfuckers. All right, here it is, man. Basically, let's find out what happened in the news, man. Let's watch this shit.
A 12-year-old woman bit her boyfriend's penis during a fight. 32-year-old Lucinda Kinder and her live-in boyfriend were arguing last night. Police say Kinder then punched him, scratched his shoulder, then bit his privates. Kinder now faces a domestic abuse charge.
Aha! 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 Basically, shit, that was it in a nutshell. Her bond is $2,500. Donna Colleon is taking up the money so we can help get this sister out. She is a revolutionist. She is someone that must be released from jail. We are demanding that she be... Let's help get that sister out of jail, motherfucker. Let's help get that bitch out, goddammit. Hey, send that shit. Send your payment to Donna Colleon. Get a bitch out of jail. Revolutionist, goddammit. Black bitches are... All the real black bitches stand up and help your sister get out of jail, goddammit. Nigga don't want nigga. Hey, watch it now. I'm telling you, y'all, be careful with these black women now. They're going crazy. That's why I keep trying to tell my husband, nigga, shut the fuck up sometime, nigga. You know, nigga, it's a transition being taken, motherfucker. We got there. It's a short fuse going on and shit. That's right. Get a bitch out of jail.com, please. Revolution. Get the sister out of jail. Let's help her. Bond is $2,500. Y'all, we got to help sisters like that for real. Goddamn, she's innocent. She's innocent, and she was hungry. And she was, goddamn, this is what happens. Bit the nigga penis off. Goddamn, how did you do that? We got to get her out of jail, y'all, so we can get some answers, so we can learn some of these goddamn shit. Some of y'all hoes just suck on the motherfucker. We got to learn how to bite that bitch off when the nigga don't act right. You feel me? Breathe, goddamn, breathe. Let me breathe. What up, Fire Line? It's good to see you. It's always a pleasure and an honor. Okay, let me move forward. Okay. Oh, shit. Here's another crazy black woman in the news, man. It's kind of interesting about her, though, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you just never know what the fuck really, you know, is on a woman's mind. Y'all got to be careful with her. Please, black man, tread softly. Stop trying to motherfucking provoke this bitch. It's a transition that's being made, and it's hard to, goddamn, you can't overstand the black woman anymore, so learn to shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck. You don't know what the fuck the bitch going through. Just learn to shut the fuck up. I keep telling y'all niggas, just shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing stupid. All right, she's stupid sensitive right about now. The woman is she's doing a transition the same way Mother Earth is, nigga. Watch what the fuck is going on. Wife of NFL player arrested and charged with stabbing his goddamn ass. Goddamn it, we got to get Nagami out, man. We got to get her out, man. We got to get Mitchie Nagami, Marsha, out of jail. Her bond is $75,000, y'all. We got to help her get her ass out of jail too. Let's do it. Goddamn, get a bitch out of jail.com. Go to it, please. We got a few sisters. We got to help get the fuck out. We got to get them out, man. No talk. No, this real talk. You feel me? Y'all niggas talk about niggas, black men being wrongfully charged and things going on. But see, Don, you know what I'm saying? You know, we make things happen on the Don Corleone show. According to TMZ, though, basically what happened, the wife of Miami Dolphins star receiver Brandon Marshall, she was arrested night before last, or over the weekend, and charged with stabbing him with a kitchen utensil. He didn't want to get the fuck out the kitchen. Get the fuck, stay out the kitchen, nigga, don't, I keep telling y'all, niggas and bitches, be mindful of that goddamn kitchen. When a motherfucker in the kitchen, learn to shut the fuck up and learn to stay out the goddamn kitchen. The shit is serious. You understand? So anyway, she was arrested and charged with domestic violence and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She currently sits in Broward County Jail on $75,000 bond. All right. Marshall underwent surgery a couple of nights ago and is in stable condition in the ICU at the Broward General Hospital. ESPN reports that no vital organs were hit. Look, ESPN only concerned about the nigga organs and shit. There was no vital organs were hit. He's okay. He's expected to make a complete recovery in 2 to 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got to get her out of jail, too, okay, y'all? We got to, goddamn, let's get her out of jail. Miss Marshall, we're coming for you, sister. We got your back. We got your back, goddammit. I think that anytime a woman is going ham on a nigga, the nigga should go to jail after the fact she finished slicing that motherfucker up. Lock his ass up for provoking the woman, okay? We should be minding our business. We mind our business. We just want to be left alone. There's a lot of transitions going on in this motherfucker, and I keep telling y'all niggas, even if you are conscious of the fact that your bitch ain't right, realize that she really ain't right and leave her the fuck alone. Give her a minute. Get her shit together. You know what I'm saying? Shit, like, y'all don't understand, man. This is a serious goddamn transition taking place. I'm so serious about that shit. And they don't really want to talk about that shit in mainstream media. It's a serious fucking transition. I'm telling you, y'all, just be more, a little bit more compassionate to your fucking woman, shout it, because the bitch is on a short fuse. The black woman is, I mean, she's doing the same shit Earth is fucking going through, and the bitch is going to tear up some shit if you in her fucking way. Just chill. Step the fuck back. Go play PlayStation. Goddamn it, twit or do something. Goddamn, cut the grass, you motherfuckers. Do something else, but leave that bitch alone for a fucking minute. And don't give that bitch no fucking reason to stab your goddamn ass or bite your goddamn dick off. Don't give a fucking reason. We don't give a fuck no more. That's what y'all have forgot. We don't give a fuck no fucking more. That's where we at now. We'll motherfucker. Look at the bitch that threw a goddamn, drove a cop baby in the goddamn bridge and shit into the motherfucker. We done lost it, motherfuckers, okay? We done lost it. We don't give a fuck, nigga. We don't fear death no more, motherfucker. We ain't scared to go to jail, motherfucker. And we ain't scared to bite your goddamn dick off, motherfucker. We ain't scared to take a motherfucking hot grease pan, bitch, nigga, and pour that shit on you. We done lost our motherfucking minds. Do you understand? So tread softly, black man. Tread softly, motherfucker. Or if you're unable to deal with a bitch that done lost her mind, go get with a white woman. God damn it. Shit. Damn. Leave us the fuck alone. Shit. We got them trying to make a transition with the rest of this motherfucking planet. You bitch nigga bitching and doing stupid shit, motherfucker. So now, shit, help this woman get the fuck out of jail. Now, go to, goddamn it, bailabitchoutofjail.com and send us some motherfucking money so we can help get some of these sisters out of jail. They innocent due to the simple fact that there's a goddamn polar shift going on. The damn sun cycle is in effect, and we need to be left the fuck alone. And this is the goddamn reason. All right? Shit. People don't, niggas don't understand that shit, man. Shit, I went through that shit over the fucking weekend and shit. My husband just wouldn't shut the fuck up. I'm just saying, look, nigga, chill. Leave me the fuck alone right now, nigga. Leave me alone, motherfucker. Because I will motherfucking kill your ass, motherfucker. I done fucking tore up my phone with this motherfucker. I'm telling you, nigga, this shit done goddamn got to the extreme now. All we want to be is left alone just for a goddamn minute. That's it. That's it. Goddamn, motherfucker. Shit. Learn that shit, nigga. Bitches are going through a transition the same way Mother Earth is, you smart fucks. Y'all know she is. So know that the black woman is. What you think? That the black woman ain't Mother Nature, nigga? The black woman ain't gonna goddamn pull up a fucking hurricane through the fucking house, nigga? You totally motherfucking forgot, nigga, that the black woman is the exact replica of Mother Earth, motherfucker? But you wanna talk, you wanna tempt the bitch. You should not tempt the Lord damn God, motherfucker. So just chill. Hold your hand for a minute. Goddamn, fire light and say, damn, can I get a damn minute to think? Exactly. Goddamn, motherfucker. Shit. Exactly. Goddamn, y'all got to understand that shit, man. Leave it the fuck alone. Don't give a fuck. She don't want to hear from you right the fuck now, nigga. Okay? She don't want to hear shit from you, motherfucker. All she want to hear is 2 seconds of conversation with your motherfucking ass. How you doing? I'm just checking on you. I'm good. I'm doing okay. All right, well, call me when you goddamn do a hell of a lot better. Okay, I will. It's that goddamn simple. Leave the bitch alone. And please, brothers, don't get a bitch a reason to motherfucking bite your dick off. Don't do nothing fucking stupid. Because she will fucking go ham on your ass now. This is a time where there was a time where we just cried. Because we couldn't motherfucking put out our energy on the motherfucker. There was a time we just balled up and cried and got in a sister circle. Now we take matters in our own hands. So it's a little bit different now. Some of this shit y'all niggas was getting away with for a long time. Now ain't no getting away. Ain't no escaping this motherfucking wrath, nigga. So now, please go to getabitchoutofjail.com, and we got a few sisters that are in jail for no fucking reason. They are locking women up for no fucking reason. You know what I'm saying? They locking them up for no reason. We got to get goddamn the NFL wife out, okay? We got to get the NFL wife out. We got to get the goddamn bitch to bit the penis off. We got a lot of motherfuckers we got to get off, okay? Can a nigga get a French fry? We got to get a lot of sisters out, okay? Let's free our black women, man. The revolution would not be televised, okay? Shit. Moving right along now. Shit. Damn, we got 10 minutes before the ultimate truth is exposed. All right, where I'm at now? Okay. Speaking of penis, I know y'all heard about Jay-Z. Jay-Z fucked around and his dick got hard and stayed hard for like 4, 5, 6 hours in public, man. Let me put that shit up. I know some of y'all, let me go to view all. It ain't on the front page no more. Y'all can't be looking at the front page all the time. Y'all got to go click on, just look at all the blog posts. Let me find Jay-Z. Okay, we'll talk about that too then if y'all want to. I know it's some dead people in the chat room. Malcolm X's daughter was on NPR's Wednesday and got a little pissed off when the chick asked her, so is your daddy gay? Your daddy be butt-fucking? Was your daddy a faggot? And so she got pissed off and left the damn show and was like, bitch, I didn't call in for this shit. How the fuck you gonna come at me with shit like this? You feel me? So that's basically what happened with, Malcolm X's daughter. I forgot all them motherfuckers was alive, to be honest with you. All right, for y'all who want to see Jay-Z dick get hard in Paris and shit, because that's where the fuck they at. And, I mean, it's sad, too. That's fucked up because, you know, you can tell Jay-Z got some impotency going on. You feel for some impotency, some impotency. Something ain't right. Let me see if I can grab this shit, man. Chat room tripping. Copy, paste, All right, there it is right there. If you're a member of Georgia Gossip, you can click on that motherfucker and look at that shit real quick. Jay-Z. Jay-Z is known for the hardest rapper right the fuck now. You feel me? Go, Jay-Z. Go, Jay-Z. Go. Anyway, this is basically what happened. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have a doctor on the line to explain, you know what I'm saying? But you can look at the pictures, right? If the pictures you see, you know, they're getting up from this restaurant, and they had to fucking go because, you know, shouted just boing, 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 boing. You know what I'm saying? They got hurt. You know, and he's taking some type of medication or whatever. You know, they said the nigga was on that Viagra for a while, so now he's fucked up. So now he automatically get an erection when he ain't supposed to have one. You understand? So y'all take a look at we said he got erectile dysfunction or impotency. You know what I'm saying? Something going on with Jay-Z and shit. You know, and our sources tell us that the nigga been on some Viagra, been got them doing some shit like 4 or 5 years ago. He was taking that shit kind of strong. So the side effects, brothers, y'all stay off them dick hardened pills, man. That's terrible. Y'all, that, you know, come on, y'all. Y'all got the sex force that motherfucker strong that y'all got to take some shit just to get your dick hard. If it don't want to get hard, leave it alone, okay? Just let it go. It ain't that damn serious. Just let it go. Let me put it in one more time. Y'all take a look at that. Let's just take a look at that. Okay, what Thorson talking about? All right, anyway, the moment that y'all all been waiting for, Minister Farrakhan is on the Don DeColeone show. And I just want y'all to be very respectful because I know some of you motherfuckers don't like him, like myself. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like his motherfucking ass. There's just something about that motherfucker. There's nothing I like about him. I just don't like that motherfucker. You feel? But let's just get to it real quick because it's going to take about 7 minutes. And then y'all call in, talk about whatever the fuck y'all want to talk about because I'm done talking after we hear, you know, Farrakhan do his goddamn thing. So this is actually what – let me introduce what's going on real quick. Because of the UFO sightings and a whole bunch of other shit that's going on and there's a video footage that somebody decided to compile – of nothing but UFO sightings all around the world, from Russia to China to America to Germany to Africa and shit. Y'all know there ain't no spaceships in Africa. Them motherfuckers ain't going to goddamn Africa. Have y'all ever noticed there ain't no African goddamn spaceship sightings and shit? You found them in Mexico and all them other motherfucking spots, but not in fucking Africa. That's a sign right there to let you know that the motherfucking heavens don't give two shits about them butt-naked, faggot-ass Ghana and them West African motherfuckers in high-heel shoes. You understand? I'm just telling you. That's just what to let you know. That's just to let you know that, goddamn, the mothership ain't studying nobody in motherfucking Africa. But I find it interesting that all the goddamn UFOs is every goddamn where else. I don't even see the motherfucker in Georgia. You understand? And myself and Pretty, we was having a conversation yesterday, last night, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, about the UFOs and shit. And I tell y'all my take on it in a minute. We'll just get a minute and talk about it. I just want to welcome everybody, the one and only Minister Louis Farrakhan, to the Don DeColeone Show.
Un hombre que encabezó una marcha de 1 millón de hombres en Washington. Un hombre que es reconocido de alguna manera como el sucesor de los líderes negros más importantes que existen o han existido en los Estados Unidos. Este hombre, para nuestra sorpresa, habla abiertamente del fenómeno extraterrestre. Nos dice no solamente que es una verdad, sino que es inevitable y que el mundo muy pronto conocerá de esta extraordinaria realidad.
It has been a secret, above top secret, in the United States and in governments around the world. But more recently, governments have decided to expose to their populace the reality of the existence of these so-called unidentified flying objects.
Do you think it's time now
to let everybody know about this? Are we ready for this?
Whether those in power think it's time or not is immaterial or irrelevant, because these wheels are now being seen over the major cities. And when human beings of intelligence can look up and see these phenomenon or this phenomena, how can you keep hiding it in the midst of thousands upon thousands of people now seeing them? And in this modern age of technology with recording instruments in a telephone that is now in the hands of millions and billions of people, then when they show up, the people film it. So now, what can you say now? You could say it was swamp gas yesterday. You could say it was a balloon. You could say it was all these explain away techniques of masterful liars and artful deceivers. But today, it is time, and now it is being made manifest. So somebody has to answer the question, what are they? Why are they there? Why have they been over all of the atomic installations, not only in America, but all over the world? Why has the power from these so-called unidentified flying objects been able to nullify the power of rockets to go up in case there is an atomic warfare? The power that these machines exercise, which America has not fully seen yet, I think it is more than time that the populace of our planet should know where these wheels are from, what their real purpose is, who is behind it all. Then the people can either accept it or reject it.
Are you, in your position, going to ask the American government to open the files like other countries have done about these extraterrestrial or so-called wheels phenomenon? What is going to be the official position of Islam in the United States?
It doesn't make any difference to me whether they open them or don't open them, because it's going to be so evident. These wheels will be seen by the American people, by the millions, in a few days. So whether they open the files or not, how can you continue to lie in the face of the people seeing with their eyes what you have been trying to hide? I heard the other day, and I don't know how true this is, that Hillary Clinton wanted the files to be destroyed. I don't know the truth of that. But if they destroy all of their files, they can't destroy the wheels. So it makes no difference to me. I wouldn't care whether they said it or said it not. I know the truth of it, and soon the American people will know the truth of it. And if Mexico is willing to show what she knows, and France is willing to show it, Russia is willing, China is willing, well, that's the whole world. So America's going to stand by and still act like it doesn't exist? Why would you take such a silly, unscientific, foolish possession? Because you are the boss of the world, and you don't want anybody to think that you don't have the intelligence, the technology, the firepower to cope with what is above your head. And I'll say this, dear brother, in conclusion. First, I want to thank you from the depth of my heart for what you have been doing all these years. And I'm sure you have had your share of suffering and rejection and mockery and scorn But who can mock you now? Who can reject you now? Who can say that Dr. Mausan didn't know what he was talking about when the whole world now is talking about it? So on behalf of the Muslims and on behalf of all of those who will view your plenary session by webcast that we will send all over the world, thousands here will see it, but hopefully millions will see your presentation, God willing, on tomorrow. And so the more that hear, the more that see, the more will know that you always have been telling the truth as you knew it. May God bless you, continue to bless you, and protect you in all of those ways.
All right, fuck all that bullshit, man. Willing to stand up for what, man? Willing to stand up for what? It don't even fucking matter. Listen, all right, so that was Farrakhan on the UFO sightings all around the fucking world, basically saying that America, and according to his sources, which he doesn't know is true or not, that Hillary Clinton wanted the files burned. But it don't even fucking matter to have the fucking files burned or not, goddammit. If these motherfuckers still popping up all over the fucking world, you can't goddamn, I mean, what you gonna order all cell phones and all YouTube upload shit destroyed? I mean, fuck. I mean, what? Okay, here's the question. Maybe somebody's smart enough to answer that shit. What is it? If it is true, if UFOs do exist, okay, which really should be identified flying objects, they should no longer be unidentified, but if in fact that it is true, that it do exist, and mind you, there's a video that he's referring to that was put up on YouTube, and I'll, shit, it's on my front page on Georgia Gossip. You don't have to be a member to look at it. It's right underneath Farrakhan where it says this is what he's referring to. That video is about, I think, about 14 or 12 minutes long. It's really a great video. It keeps your attention and shit because it's a conglomerate of all the UFO sightings that ever took place in this day and time. Not in the 50s, no shit like that. I'm talking about seriously. When motherfuckers filmed it with their telephone and shit like that. So somebody, and the news media reporting it as well, so it's a conglomerate of the news reporting the UFO sightings, CNN, NBC, and all the motherfuckers, and a whole bunch of home goddamn cell phone camera videos of UFOs and shit like that. So it's a really good video. Basically, it keeps your attention. I also put it on the blog, in the blog as well, but it's also on the front page too. So I just want to let y'all know that if y'all just want to check it out on the front page of Georgia Gossip, you'll be able to go straight to it. But if in fact, let's say if it is true, and let's see, it's just six minutes and some change long, fire liners. Other than that, the niggas started sucking on the Mexican dude's dick and shit. I mean, you've been, you know, humiliated, and you've been, you know, this, that, and the third, but now they're going to see all that little fucking stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I went on to cut it short. You feel me? About 7 minutes, though. But they made sure they kept that little part in there when Farrakhan said, I just want to thank you for being strong and all this other stupid shit. But listen, here's my question, okay? And if you can answer it, I pray that somebody smart enough that can answer it, call in, because here's my question. Wait, let me put call in the chat room. Call in, and here's the call in number, 347-884-9239. The call in number is 347-884-9239. Here's my question. Here's my question. Let's say this shit is true. Let's say that these motherfuckers exist, all right? Aliens in their little cars flying in the air and shit coming in this atmosphere. And based on the video footage that is up, that collage of all the UFO sightings from Germany, Japan, Mexico, America, New York, you know, all the motherfucking shit, Russia. My question is, why do you think that America, that your government, has not said anything about it to the American population, if in fact it is true? And for those that believe, or no, I'll give y'all the benefit of the knowing. If, in fact, for people that believe that UFOs are real, do you know the answer to that question? Why is the government, the United Snakes of America government, don't want to talk about it. Why? Anybody know? Call in, push one on your keypad. Once you get in, just, you know, you can bypass the bit, say, Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, push one at any time. All that stupid shit. Just push one quick so I can get that answer. Because that's all I want to know. If, in fact, if you believe or know that UFOs are real. Now, based on the footage and shit, I mean, the video is real good goddamn video. I ain't going to bullshit you. It's better than any fucking Hollywood movie I've ever seen put together. You know, so, I mean, and also in that video, you'll see, like, the sky opening up and shit. The shit crazier than a motherfucker, the video footage. You know what I'm saying? Shit is goddamn awesome. So, push one on your keypad. Call in. I just want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, I mean, if anybody knows it in the chat room, you can actually type it as well, because I know some of you motherfuckers ain't got free minutes and free daytime minutes and shit. 347-884-9239. That is the call-in number, and I just would like to know what you think about it. And even if it is true, if the government, you know what I'm saying, why, if it is real, why the government have not told these fucking humans that's over here on this side of the Western Hemisphere. You feel me? Come on there, introducing the one and only Jali Ali.
Great afternoon, Guy Nicole.
Good afternoon to you too, Jolly Rancher. What's good?
Lots of things. I think the reason, well, I'm not certain about UFOs or not. I'm gonna be honest. So I don't wanna say that I know that they're real or I don't know that they're real. But for me, I think the government wouldn't share that information with the public, because if UFOs are truly in existence, then for most people, that would cancel out their religious beliefs.
Mm. Okay, cancel out the religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
You think that would cancel it out? Because they believe that heaven is coming.
I know, but they don't say shit about aliens.
No, they call them angels.
I mean, Christians don't even believe that the earth is more than, like, what, 5,000 years old? So, I feel like, you know, the proof of aliens would totally nullify religion in its totality.
What Nanya says that it's not real, it's the Blue Beam Project. Prince Anu says that they are a part of it, so they cover it up.
Who's a part of it? The government?
The American government.
But why would
they're a part of it, so that's why they're covering it up.
They're a part of the UFOs, or they're a part of the lie?
They're a part of the UFOs. They're a part of it. They're part of it. Oh, you're right. Good question. Are they a part of the UFOs, or are they a part of the lie? If they was part of the lie, then they would be goddamn talking about it, wouldn't you think? The American government is part of the lie.
Can I tell you what these, I think the things that we see are UFOs?
Uh-huh.
I think the government is bullshitting us, okay? I think the government knows good fuck well that those are not UFOs. But I don't think that denies the existence of UFOs. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, because the government keeps putting out, they're testing weaponry is all they're doing. And it's kind of very clear that, like, from that video, like, when me and my children sat and watched that video, the first thing we did was we said the little joints that were just kind of like sparkles in the sky, I totally believe that's a military weapon. So that's not even a question for me. But then when it graduated to the more gangster shit, like the thing that looked like it was a fucking sonic boom coming out of, you know, nowhere, that to me was still clearly a military weapon. But the most gangster shit was the joint that was dropping out of the sky, then started changing colors, then ballooned into something else, and then had the shit around it. That was dope. But to me, that was still a military weapon.
Right.
But I don't think the UFOs operate the way that the government tells us that the UFOs operate. Like, the government tells us that the UFOs are, like, hovering over, and they beam shit down, they abduct people.
When did the government tell us that?
In the media, because remember, the government controls the media. So
no, but when did the government basically say that that's what they do? Because the government, I mean, if we have to trace it back where the government made statements, I mean, I don't even know if we can find it. But there were military, there were ex-military agents that did do a press conference and was talking about the UFOs and how they disarmed their nuclear weapons and stuff.
Yes.
But the government never explained to us what these motherfuckers will do once they land. They never did. That's just Hollywood. That's
yes.
all Hollywood. Come on
but
in.
Hollywood.
Let me get 414
government.
On with us real quick. 414, come on in with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Queens. How y'all doing?
Queen, I'm on me in the building. Let's
you know,
get down to the butt naked truth.
All right. You know what? I think Jolly is dead on it. I definitely concur with her, like 100. And I think that, you know, I'm not so naive to believe that we're the only beings in the damn universe. But I think after all these damn millenniums of years, why they looking at us fucked up ass human beings dying, they don't want to have nothing to do with us. I'm with Jolly. I think that's the fucking military all up in there doing some shit and trying
right.
to cover it up, you know, and trying to screw people around and make people think that that's some shit from outer space. I think they're...
Yeah.
I think space beings got
so. So basically, y'all saying that they're perpetrating the fraud. What about when
Absolutely.
They're over there in Russia? You think that's the Russian government doing it?
Hell, fuck yeah! It's a one world
yeah,
order, baby.
Exactly.
Everybody got to
right.
be on the same page.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think so too. I think they're testing weaponry up in space, which is why they go up there in the first place. Is they're testing weaponry up in space so they can drop something from a thousand, gazillion miles away and destroy something, and they far away. They're building stations up there so they can go up and live and destroy the whole damn Earth. That's what I think. I don't think that there are beings in the universe that are even concerned with what we're doing down here because,
so what do y'all
you know,
have to say to the people? Like, because there are a whole bunch of black people, such as,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, a whole bunch of them that
mm-hmm.
believe that ships are coming for them. Let's talk. Just
well,
deal with
you
the
know
black
what?
People.
Let's deal with them. Let them believe the ships. Wait. That's
the
all I got to say.
You.
If you believe
that's what they're
your
doing.
Damn ship
they,
is coming.
In their heads, they're waiting.
right.
They're waiting
right.
and
if
preparing.
You know what? If you believe your ship is coming, because, see, you
yes,
can't unconvince
coming.
A person that believes something. So if you believe your ship is coming, then wait for it, okay? I'm not waiting for a ship. I'm just keeping on living. But for those who want to believe that, then fine. No problem. Look, I say, who knows? That's what I say. And if
exactly.
you believe that, then go right ahead. Who am I to tell you what you should not believe and what you should believe? I just don't believe the shit. But then when the motherfucker come, I'll be like, oh, she was right. You know what I'm saying? That's
so
what
basically,
I would say to myself.
Okay, if y'all had to believe anything, you would say it's government.
I would say it's government.
You
if
know
I
what
I
agree.
Mean?
I
mean, well,
anything,
that's the
I
only thing
government.
That, you know, most people haven't figured out, that the government have that technology to have anybody
exactly.
to believe any fucking thing once
right.
they finish doing this great movie called
mm-hmm.
Hollywood in your face. they do. And the government also, they does have what is considered flying saucer. They have
mm-hmm.
that disc. They,
right.
They're flying
right.
it now. One thing I overstood about the aerodynamics of the planet is that anything that comes from outside of this atmosphere, from my understanding, that it is the gravitational pull that I have that
mm-hmm.
motherfucker to actually fall straight to
mm-hmm.
straight on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So
mm-hmm.
when you see anything flying in America or in the
right.
world, it's actually
right.
United States or their government airplanes.
Right,
that's basically
right.
what
or
it
their
is.
Cohort
can
or
I,
something like
can
that.
I say why
yeah,
I
yeah.
Mean,
I mean, because that's why I'm not. I've done away with the spaceship being
mm-hmm.
captivated
yeah.
by what
yeah.
is considered spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in that
mm-hmm.
life. I lived that life
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
Maybe a split second of my life, believing
mm-hmm.
that you know there is some ships out there and they are fucking coming. I did have
right.
that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm not taking it away from when they speak
right.
about in Revelations
mm-hmm.
the crystal city
mm-hmm.
is coming
mm-hmm.
and it is a planet that crossed the skies. It is a planet. And there are planets that the scientific community or the astrologist community or NASA have even discovered that are moving closer to the planet Earth. Thus, she
mm-hmm.
is going through a transition as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are
mm-hmm.
things that are taking place that they do
right.
report. That
right.
are happening, that there's another planet
right.
that's being
mm-hmm.
shown behind the sun and all this type of shit, which I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few other, you know, shit like that. So it
yeah.
kind of makes sense that there is other things that are happening right outside of this so-called planet that they are reporting, and then there are things that are happening inside this planet that they are reporting and that they are also not reporting. My thing
right.
is this. I think it's very fucking cute for Farrakhan to come out and talk about the goddamn UFOs and how America need to come clean with it and speak
yeah.
about this particular subject. But
yeah.
I didn't care two shits about some goddamn flying shit in the goddamn sky coming out of Farrakhan's mouth. What the fuck that the government needs to come out and talk about is how they training these motherfucking humans in
come
the form
now.
Of police uniforms
huh.
to go and just beat motherfuckers for no
yes.
goddamn reason
come
and
yes.
shoot motherfuckers down for no
yes.
fucking reason. And shit
right.
like that is I think
right.
that nigga keep get your head out your ass or get your head out the clouds motherfucker and demand that the government start to address shit in his own goddamn house is what the fuck I'm asking.
Absolutely.
If I ever had 7 minutes of motherfucking fame with some Mexican-ass motherfucker, nigga, talk about how we're being beat the fuck down for no fucking reason in America, Jack. Let's get the government to talk about that first. So that way we'll play Star Wars later with these motherfuckers, but we got to deal with some real fucking issues. And for the motherfuckers
you know,
that's sitting believing that some ship is going to come out the fucking sky and save your ass, I say get with the fucking program, nigga, and start demanding that your American motherfucking government start the motherfucking address issues that take place in America, Jack. First.
And you know something else, Don? I got a video the other day about Gaddafi, right? And if there's a reason why these people are attacking Gaddafi, it's because Gaddafi and other African leaders and other and even I think it's Germany, even Germany are moving away from the American standard of money, and they're talking about gold coinage as money. This all of this has to do not with Gaddafi being a dictator, because there's 1,000 dictators all over the damn world, but it has to do with them moving away from this monetary system. That's what it has to do with. And I was listening to, you know, this, you know how they interpret stuff, and a guy, I think he's a German guy, he was talking about it. And he was talking about how, you know, all of these governments are getting together and they're doing away with paper money. They're going to substantiate the currency on gold like it was in the fucking beginning. And that is what all this stuff about Gaddafi, because he's the strongest voice, is behind the whole thing. So they're trying to bring him down as a result of that. It's all about control and power and money by the
they fighting over that
banking
power
cartel.
Right now.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Can I say the reason I'm almost 100% positive that the shit that the government tells us isn't UFOs is a military is because everything they show us is some shit a human being would do. You know, like, the aliens look like people, first of fuck of all. Second of all, they're always doing some shit human beings did. Like, white people come to somebody else's shit and terrorize them. Like, why would
right.
you say aliens? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They're just recreating the shit that they already do. I highly doubt, this is my personal belief, I highly doubt that fucking aliens from another world would even discuss shit with the government. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Fucking over the fucking people on
Well,
Earth.
You know what? The only thing that I have to interject with is that the technology, a fucking human, it's impossible for a human to actually design the technology that's going on right now. And if I said this before, if we look back in those movies, such as Star Trek and a few other movies and Total Recall and shit like that. If you remember in Total Recall how they actually had a video phone. Now there's a video phone. Now,
right.
you know, so it's certain things that they are granted telepathic communication of technology. We've literally saw things in the movie that we are actually doing right now. In those so-called space movies.
Let me finish, please.
Can I finish, please?
Uh-huh.
But in those so-called movies, you know what I'm saying, we're doing it now. We have that technology. But those movies, you didn't find that technology in movies like Sex and the City and movies like goddamn Juice or some shit. You only saw that type of technology in space movies, in extraterrestrial movies. Now we have that now at our own disposal.
Wait a minute. We also saw it in cartoons. Y'all don't remember.
Hey, cartoons. Absolutely. The Jetsons.
Remember the Jetsons?
Absolutely.
They had that shit, the Jetsons.
Absolutely.
Like,
so, you know, there is telepathic influence or an exchange of technology, because when we first got wind of a lot of shit, it was through entertainment. It was through Hollywood. It was through movies. Now we have that shit. You can talk right now via video.
Right.
You know, so that we can't do away with that. We can't go all the way on one side and say bullshit when we have to remember that when they were casting the spell of cinema from Star Trek to Star Wars to all types of shit, the cone heads, it's motherfuckers that walk around look exactly like the fucking cone heads, okay? Look exactly like them motherfuckers. It's, you know, it's, I mean, because I went to school with one in fucking elementary.
You know what?
Black
my
man.
Thing
He's
is, how do we know, how do we know that, you know, aliens or people from other places in the universe ain't already walking around? Us, for that matter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how the fuck do we know? We really don't know who's visiting, who's coming and going. You know, we have no idea. But I think we get a lot of our thought processes from movies, which kind of like stimulates the thought process that takes it out into another ether, because we can't connect telepathically. I mean, if we really put our minds to it,
and we have
is another thing,
right? And we have, yeah.
So I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that we intrinsically have the technology in our head, actually.
Video phones.
Yeah, I mean, we're given that. They're given these formulas. You know, they're given these formulas. There are here's the only thing that I know, and I know from experience that there are certain beings that can come here, that have resided here, that have mixed here, that still walk amongst us. I know that for a fact because I look at the different characteristics of certain so-called aliens that's from another planet, and you look at these motherfuckers and what they look like now, they look like the same beings that are on the other planet, but they're in human form. They have the same characteristic traits. They look just like them. So the takeaway that why would the aliens be in communication with America or with any human being on this planet, it doesn't make sense that they would not. It makes perfect sense that they would.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying?
It
makes perfect sense. Not to require not to require a response from that, Jolly. It's just that it wouldn't make sense. You know, then you have what is considered the United Nations appointed a woman to actually be the information specialist or head over the UFOs or extraterrestrial beings, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
A physical human being. So we can't negate that. We certain things that we can't negate. And if, in fact, y'all both agree that there is some other shit going on outside of the planet, then there's some shit that can also come in this planet that's outside of this planet.
Yeah, well, as above, so below, we have an activity.
I
mean, you know, I wouldn't think it wouldn't be non-activity. But I wanted to hear what Jolly had to say, because she keeps trying to jump in there, and I'm just curious as
to
her thought process.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that aliens don't talk to people. I'm saying I just highly doubt they're talking to the government and the technology and that the technology that
well,
we
well, they damn sure ain't talking to my motherfucking ass.
They
but
might
the
be.
Technology that we receive isn't from the government. It's from people. Like,
right.
People
exactly.
Technology.
Yes.
Okay, then we go right back to where does it come from? Where does the thought come from? Where does this creativity come from?
Telepathy.
Oh, you're right. Now, telepathy. Who are they telepathically talking to?
You know,
because
you know what? We don't know. That's the
exactly.
whole thing.
Exactly. Well, we know
Don,
I'm not another
human
minute. Being.
Wait a minute, Don. How do you know? You know how you have these brilliant thoughts that come in your head about certain things. I mean, you have shared them on the YouTube. I mean, on the on your shows a lot. How do you know? I mean, in your conviction about certain stuff, how do you know that you're not being telepathically given that information?
I know I am, because I didn't think of nothing like that. I want to goddamn go shopping and shit. Who got time to think about shit like that? All righty then, that's my point. You're right, and exactly. So they are receiving.
But you got to open up your mind. See, when people start really thinking for themselves and opening up their minds, you'd be surprised what comes in. You know
you're
what I'm saying?
Right.
What you allow in.
I agree.
And you'd be like, damn, where'd that come from? Boy, I know that sound crazy. Ooh, it even sound crazy to me. But it's something that came in your head, and where the fuck it came from now, you don't know. But guess what? You might got a sister on some other planet somewhere telepathically communicating with you.
I mean, you're right. I can't negate that. You're absolutely right. I'm not going to deny
who knows?
But you're right. You're on another planet. That are.
Right.
You
who
are,
knows?
Because ain't a motherfucker here talking to my motherfucker. Did y'all see that movie,
The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes.
Long time ago, though, man.
Remember when Keanu Reeves comes to the planet and the government tries to contain him, right? And he's like, fuck you, government officials, you can't tell me shit. But then he runs into a regular person, and that regular person ends up having an experience.
Yeah, but that's sensationalism. That's them giving humans hope.
No, but
that
I'm getting her
can.
Point, though, Don.
So
I mean, that really ain't no point because that's movie. That's fucking movie. That's shit bullshit.
But we're building on what humans have right now anyway on a mission.
You know? If extraterrestrials were given a mission, if something outside of this planet came in this bitch on a mission, do you honestly believe that one fucking human have the power to talk that motherfucker down?
Yes, are you serious?
Bullshit.
You know why? You know, I think why is because it could be what's inside the human being already that connects to the alien or what we consider an alien or something that we're not familiar with that connects with that particular being. Because I believe we're all connected in the universe, one way or the other.
They play on the heartstrings of humans. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and I found that
that was quite,
you know, natural for Jali to point that part out, that he was only able to listen or take heed to what a mortal woman say. I just thought that was that was quite natural of you to see it in that way.
Movies tell the truth, though.
Yeah, but they also lie, and they also bend the truth to make it to pull on the heartstrings of humans.
I agree with that.
So, you know, that's why there's certain things that I know when to take from the movie and what not to take from it. I know when they always use a human, like in goddamn Independence Day, to kick the fucking alien ass. Like, yeah, right, you fucking think so. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, why not? Who would it be?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Look at Predator. They use a nigga to goddamn kill his ass. They use humans. And that's just them. That's how they have to make themselves feel greater.
That still builds up a fear in other humans
that other humans are more greater than you.
Right.
That's still building that fear. That's why they gave you Superman, a white man in a motherfucking red cape. All of their fucking saviors in movies are Caucasians or a fucking human. So that's just a pull on the heartstring. If it ain't a white man, it's a white woman.
Superman's not a white man, he's an alien. But Don, don't you think?
Nigga, didn't the fucking cracker play goddamn Superman?
But he's an alien.
No, you're still in the movie. I want you to look
right
at behind the scenes, nigga. They cast for that movie.
The imagery,
they cast it first.
Right.
They was looking
for
the right person to fit the script of fucking Superman.
Right.
That was a casting call before they fucking goddamn had that shit for you to see.
Well, it was a comic first, but he's not
a white man.
I'm telling you, it's the imagery,
Jolly. That's the whole thing. We know that, and you know, if we was to, you know, just listen to it from a radio, we wouldn't be able to tell the color of it. But the whole idea of putting it on film and making it a character is to reinforce the supernatural abilities of white folk, basically. You know, that's a subconscious thing that they play
on.
Yeah,
and any man that is appeared to be some type of superhuman, you know, always fuck with a mortal-ass white woman. So in the case of the day the earth still is still, you know what I'm saying? Here this bitch come along and shit to convince this motherfucker. It's the same shit. It's the pull on your heartstring. It's just bullshit.
But what about that movie where the little boy was, it was Will Smith's little boy. What movie was that where him and
that's the
white
same
woman,
one.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, that's the day the earth stood still, so you did see the remake of it.
The names of these
yeah, you did see the remake of it. And,
okay,
and you
right,
saw that
okay,
she was
okay,
fucking
okay.
with his daddy. His daddy was a black man.
Right, okay.
You see this shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's keep it pushing then.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like his character in that movie, by the way. I wanted to beat his ass like half the movie.
The little boy or the...
Yeah, the little boy.
That's called one character, okay? That there's a motherfucker that write the script and they write him in to be how they want him to be. It has nothing, and again, to pull on your heartstrings. I really wanted to beat his ass. So you got to separate from, you know, like you want to be the nigga that actually
gets
the role.
I mean, I didn't like his character in Karate Kid either. He was ungrateful motherfucker in that movie too.
Yeah, but that's how they wrote him in. That's how they wrote him in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all scripted. So back to the government, it's all scripted.
You're right. They write
all
children to be
scripted.
Mad
and it's
bad,
to pull on your heartstrings. That's
shit.
It. It's all scripted and to pull on your heartstrings. And I always said that whatever level you vibrate on, they got something for you. To trick your ass
and
pull on your heartstrings.
And to promote disobedience and flippancy in your children. That's
Yeah.
That's how that's done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make them
been
do
that since Dennis the Menace. Been doing it since Dennis the Menace. I'm telling
I had no problem with Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace was something else too.
Yeah,
He could do some shit. I would be like, boy, my mother would kill
him
me.
Up.
If
and
I
pull on your heartstrings, you see that? To pull on your heartstrings. Because mind you, that little boy had to audition for the role. To pull on your heartstrings. This shit is not fucking real.
But see, I knew that it ain't real because I know my mama wouldn't go for that shit. You know, I just look at TV and be like, boy, we couldn't do that. You know, we look at that shit and be like, that's a bullshit.
See, what about Michael on Good Times? That nigga was a rebellious one.
But not
Michael went against everything. That nigga went against
not against his parents.
That nigga went against. Oh, you ain't see the part when Esther was loving goddamn Jesus? That's when you saw. When you saw Michael just go ham. Michael went in on that white Jesus on the fucking wall. Shit, he went in on Esther on that shit.
Oh, he wanted a colored one. I ain't seen it, but I can just imagine. He wanted the color.
Yeah.
He wanted them to be brown, but still believe in the concept just the same, right?
Amen.
Okay. That's bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. That nigga rebelled, too, against the white Jesus on the wall in his mama house.
That was to reflect our asses, right? It didn't say reject the whole
concept. Yeah, it was still to pull on your heartstrings, though.
Right.
Still to pull on it. It's especially the black family heartstrings, man. That shit there. Like I tell people, it's like reading a book, watching movies. It's the same way. Tread softly. Don't get emotionally caught up in that motherfucker. Have a pen and paper with you as if you are going to school to learn something.
I cry in movies. I'm telling you, I know how affected I'd be by movies. At that particular time I'm looking at it, I'm into the movie. See, that's why black people, they talk to the screen, they interact with this. We look at
because they the worst that's
people,
under the spell. That's why black people
look
are the worst that's under the spell of cinemas.
Right.
They the
right.
worst.
We look at it totally different because we're visual. We're basically a visual people. And
no,
so
we're
looking at.
We're human beings.
Right, Jolly.
That's
right,
the difference between us and crackers is we actually have souls and hearts and emotions that fill up our bodies.
Exactly. I agree
all
with that.
All they know is how to mimic what they see us do.
I'm inclined to agree with that, even though I do it with trepidation. But I do it with trepidation, but
do what with trepidation?
You gotta the fact that they're not human.
I think
they're a human species. That's what I think.
You know what, Queen? It shows that blacks are the deepest under the goddamn spell.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks are the deepest under the spell, especially if you're yelling at the TV.
Yeah, I'll probably yell. Oh,
you know
girl,
what I'm saying?
Listen.
And if, I mean, you know, I had a group of sisters. I took a group of sisters on a spiritual journey, Healing by the Sea, right? And we do a lot of exercises and just to try to help. I mean, it's kind of like an assessment. It's more like a psychological evaluation that I take sisters with me so I can figure out their fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
And a question I started to take these hoes back into a movie that made them cry. And that movie that two of them bitches said was the one with Tom Hanks stranded on that island.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't remember. I'm not a real movie goer, but
they literally said both of the bitches. It was another sister with me, but these two hoes said that they fucking cried when the nigga threw fucking Wilson, which is a soccer ball, away. That was his only friend, a fucking soccer ball. He named that motherfucker Wilson. And, you know, and it's funny because you see how we can hear Jolly laughing? Me and the other sister, who is non-emotional to motion pictures, we just bust out laughing at both of them bitches, right? Like, bitch, are you fucking serious? And they looked at us as if we had no compassion.
Right,
didn't have no heart, no feeling at all.
Right,
and I had to literally explain to these bitches that there's a director behind the camera that says, cut. You did a good job, Tom.
Yeah.
Because we're ready to take this shit to the big screen and pull their heartstrings when your ass is an actor and a goddamn ball is fucking made and blowed up with motherfucking air.
But you can make motherfuckers cry from it. It's not the fact that I don't think. Now this is just my, you know, my assessment of it, just based on my reactions to movies that I've seen that
have evoked emotion
out of me. But I don't think it's actually the fact that we deny that it's a movie. We know it's a movie, but the instances in the movie bring out the empathy that is within us.
Yeah, that's what they're
doing. You know what
I'm saying?
Regardless of whether, if I see a kitty on the street and the poor little cat is bleeding, I mean, in real life, it's going to evoke some emotion out of me.
Because that's reality. That's different.
But when you're looking at a movie, if
you see a cat bleeding in the movie, best believe that they put fucking paint on that motherfucker.
Oh, God. I know. But even if it's paint, it's just the idea.
It's not the idea. It's the fact that that's what they want. In other words, if I'm a scientist and I'm looking for the result of an emotional roller coaster to take people through, and I get y'all to watch my movie after that, and y'all are emotionally fucked up in the scene where I want you to be,
Wait. Let me say this. The emotion only lasts as long as the damn movie.
That is the point. The point. In so many ways, there's the reason why they are coming at people emotionally. They knew what they was doing when they call it motion picture. They left the E out for you. It's an emotion picture association of America. It is to pull at your emotions. Knowing that you know that this shit is not real that you're watching, but if I can get you to feel sad, to cry, that means anything I do, be it the news, use the government to pull it off, I can get you to believe it.
But if you start to cry
when there are actors and you know this shit is not fucking real, Right. That means that you would cry in your real life on anything I put on television and make that motherfucker appear to be real. That means that you would believe and go through an emotional whirlwind of the media and anything that I put on the media and have them to play it for you on television or via the internet, you're going to believe that too. Because emotions have not been in check.
But if you, okay, I'm just saying that I realize that it's a movie.
I missed the connection, Don.
We all realize that it's a movie, but the simple fact is that if you believe, if your emotions are up and down based on a writer and a director and a producer, then that means that in this world, they could write, direct, and produce and still have your emotions go up and down.
But your emotions aren't based on truth.
Right. See, it's based on what you perceive. It's based on your perception. Now, you can step out of, you know, out of reality, because that's what you're doing in a movie theater. You're coming out of reality and you're looking at a movie. So you're involved in a movie, and, of course, the theme, the music. I mean, just the fucking music, you make me cry.
Oh, yeah,
that.
And that's funny because,
you know,
see, that's what I do
emotion.
Now with my children, Queen. I do that same shit. We was watching a reality show this weekend, right? And as soon as the music came on, it's supposed to be a sad moment in the reality show. I said, beat that music. You see that music coming in? Because I want my children not to be pulled and not to let their heartstring be pulled when they're watching Tell a Lie visually. Mm-hmm. So I have to sit there and show them, hey, come the music. Watch this, the music about to come in 2 seconds. And let them know that, nigga, this is not fucking real. Don't get caught up in this shit. Don't start hating these characters that they designed in their fucking mind. And don't start talking to the motherfucking television. Because the shit is going to... Because you're going to fucking be out of your mind. You're going to start to believe everything you see on television at that point when you start to yell and scream and go up and down on your emotions. The object of the game, y'all, is to control your emotions.
I agree with that.
Don, I was watching I watch Korean soap operas, me and my daughter. And there was a scene, you know, they're, you know, very good with the drama and all that. So there was a
Korean soap operas?
Yeah, I love them. So
Korean soap operas?
Yes. Korean soap operas. But there's a scene where they were playing the sad music, right? And you get to the end of the scene, and my daughter turns to me, and she was like, I know that was supposed to be sad, but I didn't see anything sad in it.
Exactly.
And it wasn't fucking sad.
Right. Like the Passion of Christ. Like the Passion of Christ. That shit right there. They said,
that
and now, I didn't see,
when
the Passion of Christ came out, I wouldn't go see it. Because it take a minute for me to goddamn, you know, especially when you done heard a whole bunch of niggas ran out of there throwing up and shit. You know, just all type of stories about goddamn how niggas running out throwing up, niggas couldn't take it and shit. I finally watched that motherfucker about 3 months ago, enjoyed that shit. And when I tuned into it, it was the part where they had that nigga on the cross. That was before they stood the cross up and shit, so they was already nailing his ass down and shit. And I had my daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, with me watching. I was like, come here, watch this. She's like, no, I ain't finna watch that. That shit's sick. I said, you'll fuck around and watch scary movies. You'll watch Saul and watch this crocker get his ass nailed to the goddamn shit. Nigga, this shit here about to be good. So you got Sananda looking at me like, mama, you sick as fuck. You just sick to watch this shit. I'm like, nigga, what's wrong? Nigga, you'll watch Saul, you'll watch All Them Scary, you'll watch Friday 13, you'll watch Jason Butcher and a motherfucker. Let's watch this cracker get butched.
Right,
and I had to literally tell my daughter, oh, I get it. You believe that that's really Jesus in that motherfucker.
What?
You believe that nigga, that this is a real life goddamn shit going on right now that we just have the privilege to fucking watch. But you forget, bitch, that same bitch that played Mary is the bitch that played Matrix. Wake your ass up.
Right.
It's a fucking movie.
Right.
Niggas are the number one. You can tell that they vibrate very low. Niggas, it's so easy to get a nigga emotions out of himself, out of control. That's the thing. That's why I tell people, don't go to watch fucking movies or tell a lie visually until you have built your psychic self-defense up, because it'll fuck your whole day up. Them movies will haunt your ass 3 days later, 3 years later, 30 years later. Movies will come and haunt your ass mentally. They know what the fuck they're doing.
You know what,
movies
though,
that most niggas will have a flashback of right now, the movies came out in the 50s.
Let me just say, I really don't believe it's a case of operating on a lower vibration. I just think that some of us have an empathetic spirit, and I think, as you said before, I do believe that we should be able to control our emotions, but then at some point we have to be able to let our emotions run free. Now, in a movie theater for 2 hours, I can boo-hoo and cry, but when I walk out that movie theater, I'm back to the same old me.
I'm out of fucking reality. I'm all cried out.
You know, I listen to some songs and cry. I listen to Kirk Franklin.
I know.
That means you
are emotional. That a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm emotional. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with having emotions.
Shit.
Not when it's being stimulated
by their purpose. There was a purpose why they want you to cry. Not when you gave them the outcome.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
If you know that the devil's job
is to make you cry, would you let him make you cry?
I can't help it if it's something that evokes something out of me. I can't help it if that's in me. You know.
You try to control it. I just said if you knew, if the devil said, listen, how you doing? My name is the devil. My job is to do everything in my power to make you cry.
Okay, well,
would you give him that
power? I wouldn't know. I mean, consciously, no, I wouldn't give it to him consciously. But there are some things that are in my spirit that will cause me to have an emotion about it. I mean, it's just not doing that is denying who I am. You know, denying my spirit. So if that's the case, then, devil, look, here I am. Because there are some things about me that are just natural, and I am not going to suppress the natural being that I am simply because some fucking devil is telling me, oh, yeah, well, this is what I want you to do. All right, then you get
it. Because I say that to say is because if you just know, this is a little bit different. When things are happening in your life, that takes you on an emotional roller coaster. That's a little bit different. When there's a script, then there's a writer before you even know that script exists. And he's writing this script, and he wants to make sure that he pulls the heartstrings of people. Now it's time for the casting call. Now it's time for the sets to be put together and the actors to be placed. Now the script is filmed, and now it's time to promote the teaser, or what I call it, the jack-off, to have everybody jacking off to the trailer and have them wanting to see it. Now that you see it, now it pulls on your heartstrings, then that's checkmate, game over.
But you know what, though? But all movies are made like that. All movies are written like
that.
They're they're supposed to be like that. But
as
an individual have
to
know it's a movie.
Just because it's supposed to be like that, when do people separate from what is considered pure entertainment to an emotional roller coaster where you are crying at a fucking screen or some idiot box? It's not at a screen or at an idiot box.
It don't mean that you cry after the shit is off.
It's not the fact that you cry after. It's the fact that you cry during.
Yeah, but that's part of your character, your humanity.
That's not. That's part of them putting it in you.
No,
that's why it's called emotion pictures. It's to get you to where they want you to go. It's to control
your humanity.
You.
No, it's not.
You don't think it's to control you?
It will, but you got to know when to cut it off.
If I can reach in your emotion department, if I can reach in your emotion department. Wait, Queen, listen. If I can reach in your emotional department and make you cry, that means I have the power.
But, Don, that's only in a movie. It's only in a movie theater.
You keep saying in the movie, but there are humans that are literally writing, directing, and producing the movie. Even
I
if it's to do away with movies. If I am that writer that can get into your emotional department and make you cry, I have that power.
So
that
what?
Means that I am now the orchestrator of your emotions.
For that moment.
Can I say this, please?
It still don't matter. What matters
for
is I did it. What matters is I
so
did it.
But my
I
point is
it.
I don't care about that. Because at the end of the movie, I cut you off.
Yeah,
simple
but
as
the
that.
Point of
and
it is that, no, you don't cut me off at the end of the movie. I cut you off because the movie is over. I say when it
well,
ends.
It's all right then, so it's over.
So I still am the controller.
Well, you know what, when it comes to stuff like that, I wouldn't care if you can in control or not. I made the choice to go into the movie.
Yeah.
I made the choice to go into the movie.
But the movie never existed. So you wouldn't go in until I made the movie for you
but
to make the choice to go in. And you see, they still
right.
control. It's still a control going on. You're not
like,
going to the movie unless I put a movie up for you to see.
Right, that
which
I want to see.
Which still goes to show that I pulled on your emotion of choice.
Okay.
I pulled on your emotion of curiosity. And I pulled on your emotion of entertainment.
I
control
that. That happens in all areas of life. That happens in all areas of life. Okay, remember you said you got a JAG, right? Now, something made you want to buy that JAG, didn't you?
I didn't want the JAG.
You got a JAG, right?
Right, but I didn't want it.
So what did you want?
F-150 Ford pickup truck.
And why did you want an F-150 Ford pickup truck?
Because I wanted to ride
Big Boy.
Wait,
how did you end up with a JAG instead of a pickup?
Right.
Exactly, right?
That's a whole other story.
I told you not
that's a whole other story.
No, seriously. That's what happened. That's what happened. I wanted an F-150 pickup truck, and they wouldn't give it to me.
See, the point I'm trying to make.
F-150, it was a little bitty-ass Passat Volkswagen. And I fell in love with that motherfucker. They wouldn't give it to me. So I went to a car dealership, and they said that they would basically find the Passat that I want. And all the Passats that they had on their other lots was not the exact Passat that I wanted. So what happened was it was a JAG parked right in front of the dealership, and the black bitch, who was the so-called car salesman, had a problem with me because she showed me Lexus, she sold me Mercedes, and I was like, I don't want none of that shit. I want a fucking Passat or an F-150. She showed me an Explorer, Expedition. And then so she was like, well, bitch, if we can't find you no Passat, would you settle for this goddamn JAG? And I was like.
And see, that my point is that.
Yeah, she said, but the JAG wasn't even parked in the lot. I thought it was somebody else's fucking car. I didn't pay it no fucking mind.
But
and
your
it was
desire
my husband
was
that
Passat,
said, get the,
right?
It was my husband.
Somebody created a Passat that created the desire for you to have
But
one.
I never got the goddamn
right.
desire. I
but
never acted the
desire
out because they didn't give it to me.
But
it was my
was
husband that said to me, listen, a Passat bitch is not going to keep you safe. Okay.
You know what I'm talking
go
about.
Go for the JAG. Get the guy. It was my husband. It was his choice. Wasn't mine. I didn't choose the JAG. I can got them
but
putting
nigga on the
line now.
But you still had a desire based
and
on
I
the
was
image
still
that you saw.
No, the whole thing about it is that I never got my choice.
Right. You never got
I
your choice.
I still ain't got
but
my
that,
choice.
And
what's
one.
Crazy about the shit is that when I see Passats and F-150s on the road, I'm still like, this some bullshit.
That pulled that trigger.
But it was
right.
my husband. It was his choice.
Right.
It was his choice that said, listen, get the JAG because it's going to keep you and the baby safe.
Okay.
You
I
get
mean,
that.
That's reasonable.
And I said, fuck it. And I told the bitch, fuck it. Fuck it. I got to listen to this nigga because he probably knows something I don't know yet.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
But it wasn't me
going to the dealership to get what the fuck I wanted to get, like you going to the movies to see what you wanted to see. When I went to the movie, the dealership movie, they said, bitch, you ain't coming in this motherfucker.
Exactly. But if they had allowed it, you'd have got it. Alright? If it was there, you'd have got it.
Yeah.
If it was the one you wanted,
right.
you'd have got
exactly.
it. Because that was.
But the fact that you didn't get it still proves the point that they pulled on your heartstrings.
Exactly, and that's your
design. They damn sure
right.
did. Certainly like
so
a motherfucker.
So it happens in all areas of life. I mean, that's
right,
what
but
life
that's
is
called
all
reality.
About.
That's called reality. We were talking about movies where there's a scene or a stage that's already set up to play on your heartstrings.
But that's
right.
Reality,
so,
too.
So the,
people
right,
set
so
your ass
facade.
Up in real life.
Exactly.
I would love
exactly.
to hear y'all at the same time, but I got the thing up to one ear.
Let me give you an example, Don, right? You're saying that movies aren't reality because there's a director, there's actors, whoop-de-whoop. But it's
no,
the same.
It becomes real once your emotions get involved. That's
okay.
when it becomes a reality.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
real until your emotions get involved.
Okay.
But that's
what I'm saying.
But aren't your emotions involved with a desire? You wanted the passat, right? That's something that you desire. That's an emotion. You don't have it. You still want it, actually, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, so now you don't want it.
Yeah, I'm past
now you
that
don't
now.
Want it. Okay, so,
yeah,
you, so that's how I feel when I come out the movie theater. I'm past that.
Point of it is that at that time it became real because you went through an emotional roller coaster.
Right.
That's
right.
All
and
I'm
at
saying.
That time you couldn't
right.
get what
and
you
we
wanted.
We both agree on that, that it became real once your emotions got involved. If
exactly.
you are unemotional, then it's not real to you. It's not. It could be somebody else's reality, but it's not yours until you become emotional about it.
Right,
that's
I agree with
not
that.
True.
Yeah, that's
no.
all I'm saying. That was the
I
point.
Agree, I agree
queen.
That, okay, I'm looking at a movie, right, and I see a woman, which I don't look at those kind of movies, but let's look for an instance because I don't go to those types of movies in the first place, but let's say I see an innocent woman get her throat slashed in a movie. Now, I'm involved in the storyline, right?
Right.
I would feel
hold
something.
Hold on, let me say this real quick. The mothership
okay.
is about to take off. Tell us about the movie in 90 seconds. We're about to take off, y'all. Y'all come on aboard to the mothership. Skype in or call in. You hear me? So you can get on in on the mothership, 347-884-9235. Nope, that ain't it. My bad. 347-9-3479. 347-884-9239. You got 60 seconds. Let's go. Mothership.
Well, all right. Starchild, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year group. Fries and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
All right, y'all, we up. All ones, your mic is open. Let's give Queen a minute to tell us the scenario.
Okay, I'm looking at a movie, or while you was playing the music, I thought about reading a book. It also happens when I read a book, too,
mm-hmm.
because I can visualize shit happening. I mean, it's to me, people getting their throat cut, it happens in real life. You know what I'm saying? And so to see it evokes an emotion for me because I can relate that to real life. I've seen or heard of or read in the newspaper about some woman getting her throat slashed or robbed, or if I look at a movie about slavery, I can relate to the actual moving picture of it because I'm familiar with the story. So to see the anguish and the pain and the suffering that
great
the
acting.
Actors are acting on the screen, it just evokes the emotion in me of something that I
that's
know can happen or has happened in real life.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I mean, that's good acting.
Just, yeah, damn good acting, too.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Good acting.
You know
good
what
acting.
I'm saying? Damn good acting sometimes. But when I leave the movie theater,
you
it's
pass.
Over. It's
right.
Over.
The same way, it's no different than the things of your life, the days of your life, the experiences that you go through. It will pull on your heartstrings, and when you
right.
heal from it, it's over.
You know, it's kind of like looking at Atlanta Housewives. I know y'all look at Atlanta Housewives. Y'all be all up into that shit.
thinking it's reality. It ain't reality. That's some bullshit. But y'all be serious about it? Y'all,
it
y'all
is reality.
Wait a minute.
Okay, okay. Okay, I know that's y'all reality. I'm
sorry.
That's some bullshit. No, nigga, that shit in that fucking movie is
bullshit. Okay, I'm sorry. That's y'all reality.
But it's all reality. It's all reality.
Yeah, because it was made in real time. Right,
no,
I got you, Dolly.
No, Queen, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm
saying,
what
are you saying?
The movies are reality. They're actually happening. That's the definition of reality, if it's actually happening. To say that a movie isn't real because somebody scripted it is trying to bend the definition of reality.
Right,
that's
I got
the direct is real, that writer is real, those actors are real, all of that shit is real. And what I'm trying to understand, Don, is what the fuck is wrong with emotion?
And what's wrong with emotions is that you're not in control of it. That's what could
go
wrong.
Yes, you are. You can't
be in
control.
No, you're not.
You're not
in control as soon as I can get you emotionally off your rocker. If I can get you emotionally off your rocker, and trust me, it ain't your bills. Your nigga ain't cheated. It ain't none of that shit. Ain't nobody died. But if I can get your ass to fucking cry, then you are not in control of your emotions.
Then you're a damn good writer. That's what I would say.
Exactly.
Then you're a damn good writer.
So
but
sometimes you gotta give credit where credit is due.
Right.
You see?
But if I,
that's all I'm saying. And it's because it's not really happening in your life. It's not you. It's just the fact that I can still get you to cry, I can get you to laugh, I can get you to scream at an idiot box, and I can get you to throw up if the shit is that goddamn disgusting, knowing that you ain't ate shit. You know what I'm saying? In your real life, if I can get you to a point where I can control your emotions, that means that you are not at that moment in control of it.
Well, my thing is, you know, people who don't want to have emotions evoked really, because that's what movies are designed for, then they shouldn't even look at movies or television or play video games or anything like that.
It's not about the ones that are in control of their emotions shouldn't look at it. It's the ones
that are not
in control of their emotions shouldn't look at it until they get a hold and start to be in control. Because remember, emotions could get you to gluttony, could get you to sexual desires, could get you for anger. Emotions ain't no joke. That shit can get your ass in jail or dead or regretting something. That's all emotions.
This,
it's still, this whole are like the side effects of emotions. So if, in fact, you are not in control of your emotions, that means that anything, you're vulnerable here on this planet.
But who says you're out of control? Just because you're sitting there and your emotions are being evoked by a movie.
You're still on the movie.
Wait,
emotions.
Because the movie is what we're correlating this all with, our inability to control ourselves from crying or laughing or anything like that at a movie. So my thing is how does that make you out of control simply because you allow yourself to become involved in a
You're
movie
not really allowing yourself because if you
yes,
really
you
allow.
Can I
give no, you
an example, Don? Can
no,
I
you didn't
yes,
because
you
that's
did.
The shit that'll catch your ass off guard. It's not like you saw the movie. It's not like you saw the movie prior while it was being made. This is your first time coming in contact with that emotion, so it's called a shocker. It's a shock. It shocks your emotions, and it touches the one that it needs to touch.
Okay, emotions all being basically
the
same. Okay, emotions basically the same. Let's say you're playing a video game. I know you
like
to play video games, right?
Huh?
You're playing a video game, and you're
very, very excited.
Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
It's like you ever, I don't know how many people have done this before, but have you ever eaten before you got to your mama's house, and then when you get to your mama's house, she has already prepared, you know, her Sunday meal, and when you get in the house, you smell the food, and even though you know your ass is already eaten, you still eat your mama's food. That's what I like.
But not at my mama house.
Yeah, well, I don't. 803, come on in. 937.
That's what I like, Mitchell, when you're saying you're setting
Curtis.
The stage.
Hey, Curtis.
And then you're playing it out for them. That's what I like, Mitchell.
You got to give me another one because I didn't get that. Come on in, 803.
Please.
You didn't get eaten at your mama's house?
Nah, I ain't get either of my mama house.
Yeah, I kind of missed that one a little bit, but I understood.
Yeah,
I mean,
it went over.
What you're saying, but it wasn't something I relate to because I didn't eat at my mama's house. So,
okay,
you know.
Fine. I mean, I'm saying you weren't eating before you got.
Give Curtis a chance real quick. Curtis, what you got for us, sweetheart? Anybody else want in on this emotional roller coaster?
Talking about the condition response.
The what?
Condition.
Yes, that was my point, Curtis. Thank you.
Okay, tell me about the condition response.
Well, there's this dude named Pavlov a long time ago, and he wanted to be able to program dogs to eat. So he put the food out and rang a bell, and then they
might. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. So who's doing the condition response? Who's doing the programming?
Well,
the dude that put the food out and rung the bell. That's what that is. That means that you are not in control. You are not in control at the time where the controller now controls you.
Okay, let me just ask this then. Who, I mean, how can, this is just how I am. You know, I cannot look at pain and suffering, even if it's in a movie, and not have any emotion about it, regardless of who wrote it and the reason they wrote it. They
sure.
want to quote some shit from me.
Sure.
I can't look at it and have no feelings or no compassion or no empathy for the storyline. I can't do that. If that makes me something less than the regular people, then so
no, no it just
is,
it's just
know?
All it's you know you're still part of the regular people. It doesn't make you less.
I don't think so.
No, because
I don't think so
either. No, it doesn't make you less. It's just that's the purpose. That's the point. Is to
right.
get regular people at a certain time where they're
right.
out of their own emotions and something else
right.
is controlling them. That's all.
But that can happen in any area of human activity, though. That's
yeah, and that's
point.
Why you
yes,
have to
certainly in human activity.
Emotions. I think
certainly
that's
in human activity. That's
it's
the point
what
that
you
goes back
what
to
what
the beginning.
Saying.
That goes back to our original conversation of the government
right.
doing human activity with
right.
what is considered their own military spacecrafts and to get the humans' emotions.
Right.
If, in fact, what y'all say is true, that it's the military shit.
Right.
So that is
right.
it. I mean,
right.
so you know how many humans' emotions are being pulled on at that time?
Right. Right.
So it's the
well,
same
I think,
thing.
I think
it's
that
the controller
of
it. Now, are these people still emotionally in their awe over the spaceships right the fuck now, even though it happened in January of this year? No,
right.
they're going about their life.
Right, right. And,
yeah.
and I think a lot of the uncontrollable emotionalism that I see has a lot to do with groupthink. You know, it's kind of like, you know, one or two people instigate something, and then everybody else just joins in. To me, that's not having control of your
exactly.
own emotion. You're just a herd follower. You're just
yes.
you're just part of a herd. Once one start running, everybody start running. You know what I'm saying? Instead of stopping still and saying, hey, what they running for, the automatic
exactly,
for
and that's
the
same thing, and you are absolutely
running.
Right. Instead, mm-hmm. which more humans should stop and look around either
mm-hmm.
at the movie theater or while they're with a group of people
well,
watching shit
to
on
the
their
movie?
TV and say, hey, wait a minute, what the fuck y'all got damn crying for an emotional moment?
Right.
Moment?
I
just
mean,
step
you
back
say,
and
well,
you know, it
crying.
Needs to be
right.
at least one out of
the
group that can actually see something that the rest cannot see. That's why
no,
I really
God.
Enjoy watching television and movies with my children because they are the ones that mean the most to me in this emotion picture. You know what I'm
but
saying?
God,
I don't need them emotionally out of their own, you know, not in control
yeah.
of their emotions. So I'll sit back and I'll interfere with the movie and say, watch this shit.
Right.
Here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the hook. Watch this shit. Watch this shit. Laugh.
Right.
This is the time when you laugh. If a motherfucker is crying in the movie, laugh at that motherfucker and say, that nigga did a good part crying. Good
but
acting.
You know what, though? But, God, I think one of see, this is the thing that I do for myself is that when I find myself in a movie and I'm crying, I'm always asking myself, now, why are you crying? You know, what I analyze that
yeah.
emotion. I want to know why am I doing it? What in that picture is making me have this
right.
emotion?
And
you know
what's
woman got her throat slit, blood is flowing, there's
right.
pain
and it's
happening.
Fake blood. And it's fake blood
right.
and shit. And the bitch getting an Academy Award
I know
for
it's
it.
Fake
but check
blood,
this, though.
God.
But check this, though. You know what's interesting? that as much as, like, if we watch, like when you said, when you watch slave movies and shit,
mm-hmm,
and
right,
it pulls on your heartstrings,
right, right,
and you're crying, but don't you
right
know that the majority of skinheads or white supremacist motherfuckers or nigger haters, they enjoy that part?
Exactly.
So it's
because
two different extremes of emotion
of
that's going
right
on. You get
exactly
so many different results that they're trying to do. Like, you
right
know, then again, I enjoy
right
watching the cracker get nailed into the fucking cross, and I laugh my fucking ass off. So you
see,
can imagine how many crackers that
right
watch all these slave movies and was like, get that nigga, get
right
that motherfucker, hang him,
right,
hang that ass,
right,
yeah. Meanwhile, you're crying watching the same
right
thing.
Exactly. Exactly. But that all depends on your level of empathy. See, when we're dealing with the people who have
oh,
a low
that's
level,
the level
of empathy. Exactly. You have a low level of empathy for to see someone get nails put in their fucking hands.
But that's with, not a person.
Women, wait a minute. The screw the fact that it's the Christ or it's a human being on the movie.
Nope,
it's a movie.
Not.
But it's just
an actor.
Wait a minute now.
That
I'm
nigga survives. He counting money right now.
Okay, all right. Y'all don't get it. From
we
my
do
perspective.
Get it.
But that's okay.
We
that's
do
okay.
Get it.
But that's okay. That's okay.
It's not real. It's not empathy.
I know it's not
real.
It's
not empathy if it's not
real. It's the idea. It's not. I know that's an actor. I know that's
a
person on the film. But it's the idea of someone getting done like that, okay?
Listen, please listen to what I'm saying, because it's not the fact that it's not real because it's a movie. It's not real because the shit didn't fucking happen, first of all. And second of all,
I understand that. That ain't the point. It ain't the point in the story, Jolly. It's the point of someone getting a nail put in their hand.
You're not gonna let me finish? My point is that I totally understand what Don is saying from my perspective, because when I watch movies, I don't give a fuck about any white people. I truly don't. They're not real to me in a movie, not in real life, not on the radio, not in a motherfucking picture.
So if it was a black person getting a nail in their hand, would that evoke some emotion from you?
It's possible. It has to be a black.
Well, see, it ain't. It goes beyond black and white for me.
No,
to see pain. I wouldn't care if they was purple people. It's just the idea. I done had a nail put in my fucking hand, so I know how the shit feels, okay?
See,
so to see a stake going in somebody's hand, it evokes an emotion from me.
That's how they're controlling you, queen, because you're allowing them.
Oh, my God. You know what? Y'all
what the hell? We can't have a conversation, queen?
Y'all killing me.
You don't have... Queen, my
killing
point
me
to you is...
You're killing me.
Yeah, wait, you got to tread softly. Queen is emotional.
Killing.
So you got to be
thank
careful.
You. Would you say that?
We got to
okay,
be
let
careful.
You're killing me.
We don't want to kill
sorry
you. Lord
I'm
Jesus,
sorry.
We don't want to do
robotic
it.
I don't hate white people. I don't hate no people. I only hate motherfuckers that do something to me. Okay?
Queen, can I
so,
finish
you know, all
saying?
this directed hate at just one individual, I just don't feel it. I just don't feel that kind of shit. I just don't.
We're not directing hate on anything. It's just it's television. It's entertainment. It's in
I
the
understand
form of an
that
emotional picture. So go ahead, Jolly. But I think I understand what Jolly is getting at, and she did answer your question. Maybe if it was a nigga on that cross, it would have probably been different.
Right. I mean, you
oh,
know,
well,
I don't.
Only, and
the
only thing
anyway.
I just
what
I
I'm
don't think I, it would have it wouldn't have pulled on my emotional crying or sadness,
mm-hmm,
heartstring, if it was a nigga, it would have
mm-hmm
pulled on my pissed off emotion by saying, this some bullshit. Niggas still ain't fucking telling the story right. Jesus didn't even fucking die on the goddamn cross. That's what I would have said if it was a nigga.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? I just would have been on a pissed off intellectual form like, nigga, that's some bullshit. These niggas still didn't do the goddamn black Jesus story right.
But
right.
Queen, my
go
point
ahead,
is
ahead,
is the reason that they're winning in terms of controlling your emotions is because you've allowed them to cause you to connect with everybody, that even those who have no connection with you. For example, are you gonna cry if a child takes a doll baby and rips its head off?
Yes.
Okay.
That's sad.
You do need to get your emotions in check, and that's true.
Yeah, that's sad. Why would a child want to rip a doll's head off? I mean, what,
because it's
what,
a
what
fucking plastic doll.
No, you know what? The question would be, if are you speaking of in a movie setting, Jolly?
No, I'm talking,
no,
about,
she's talking about a real child ripping a doll's head.
Oh, come on, man. We've all done it.
Why would a child? Because the doll's not a real person, Queen.
But it simulates an action. It simulates
the
thought.
Here's the funny thing about it, though, Queen.
Okay, all right, whatever.
Here's the interesting thing about it, Queen. Before the head was taken off by the child, the head was put on the fucking doll before it was boxed in the Mattel box. It was still made headless in the beginning.
Right. But see, my thing was to ask the child, why did you tear the doll's head off? What emotion brought that on? That's what I would ask.
To fill it with gum.
Because you can take the head off and put on another head. You can unscrew it. It's made where you can take the fucking doll head off.
Okay.
You
that,
see what I'm saying? I mean,
that
the manufacturers, see, the manufacturers of the doll
see,
manufacturers,
she didn't
these
say
dolls
take the doll's
put together
head off.
First.
She said rip the doll's head off.
There's two different things here.
Yeah. You could take the doll's head off, but then when you rip the doll's head off, that's something different to me.
So if I say, I'm going to take your goddamn head off, that's different. Or
hell no.
It's the same shit. You don't take and rip is the same shit. What's the difference?
You know, I get ripping and taking, I guess so. I guess it is the same thing.
Yeah.
Basically, you take it off or you can snatch it off or you can rip it off or I can take it off or, I guess it depends on the force I use on the action word, I guess.
Right. But, go ahead, Jolly, though, back to your point.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to
You have to control your own emotions.
Right.
And that's
I have control
God
of
is,
them, but
that
it's
is,
just that I
no,
invoke it comes
no,
up.
No, you don't. No.
Yes, I do.
See, wait, can I finish, Queen?
Yeah, I'm telling you I do. You telling me I don't, but I'm telling you I do, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm telling you I do, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Queen,
all right.
I just want you to know that it's become increasingly difficult to have a conversation with you. I just need you to
know. Oh, probably. Ain't no doubt about it. Yeah,
I'm trying to understand because everything about this conversation is about understanding and learning how to control your emotions. Your response is emotional.
I'm
the last person to speak against emotion. That's why I asked Dawn what's wrong with emotion. My understanding from what I got from Dawn was, like, for example, sometimes if I want to have a good cry, I watch a movie that I know for a fact is going to make me cry, okay? So now I'm using the movie for my means, not the movie using me for its means.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I understood. It's kind of like if you feel sad, like most people, like, you know, for an example, your loved one did some foul shit to you. And what you want to do is wobble in them sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll turn on some sad fucking love songs. Because that means that now you'll be the one that's controlling how you want to be at that point rather than it's controlling you. So she says that if she wants to cry, she'll go to a movie that she know will make her cry. That means that she will be the one that's controlling the shit. Rather than popping up, watching the movie, and then it's just start crying and shit.
Yeah, now I'm crying.
Right, so it's kind of like being able to see the thing about it is when you have the power to turn it on to turn it on and off at will, and also watch a movie and sit back and understand that there are writers, directors, and all of that shit that knows that this is the part where you supposed to cry. Do you? Because they said you supposed to? Or do you just look at it and observe the movie, be an observer, not be in that motherfucker?
Okay, so how do you know that the movie, that this particular movie is the one that would evoke a certain type of emotion from you if you had not looked at that movie and had that emotion
prior to that? It's the one that relates to your life. Because there's movies that I won't watch because it will make me cry because it deals with my personal fucking experience. And I ain't in the fucking mood to cry. So I'm not finna bring
that
shit in.
Saying.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, you're right. And you're absolutely right. So when you saw the nail being hammered in, so let me ask you a question. Was it a group of motherfuckers that tied your ass up and put the nail in your hand? No.
No. It was my
no, exactly.
Put the nail
but there
in my
are
hand.
Movies, like it's certain rape movies that I can't watch. I can't fucking watch because I know that this is life, art imitating life.
Exactly.
You understand?
Right.
So it's
right.
just certain things that I won't watch. And there's a scene,
right.
What's Love Got to Do With It, came on the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally walked out the room when Ike raped Tina. Because my
right.
husband raped me. It's just certain
right.
shit I wouldn't fuck.
Right.
I don't want to live that right now. I'm having a
right.
happy day. I'm having a
right.
fucking happy
right.
day. I walked out, came back in. And you know what I'm saying? Because when you really, you are that person. But in the
mm-hmm.
case of you hammering your nail or the hand nail in your hand, it wasn't a reenactment of your life.
No, but I understood the pain. See, I related to the pain. I said, ooh, I know that hurt. Because
right.
I related to the pain of it. I'm like, oh, my God, I know that shit hurt. Because when I got a little bit of nail stuck in my hand, I realized how that felt. And I'm looking at a big-ass steak going in somebody's head. I'm like, ooh, that shit looking. I know that hurt. You know what I'm saying? So I related to the pain in the
mm-hmm.
in the movie, not the
right.
not the individual, the writer, or anything like that. It's a
right.
pain that I can relate to.
Right.
In
so let's do it this way.
Head.
Right. Let's do it this way because there are several movies, be it comedy or not, and also cartoons where the little motherfucker that hammers the nail in his finger. So have you
mm-hmm.
seen anything outside of Passion of Christ, and the shit was it comical?
Right.
Did you laugh?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
goddamn it! I know that shit hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because there are scenes
yeah.
where it's a little bit different. In your case, that's just the scene like the cartoon character that hit the hammer on his fucking thumb and nails and shit like that. We've seen many movies like that, and they
right.
made it comical. But for some
right.
reason, on Passion, they know that you wasn't supposed to laugh at that.
Mm. Okay,
they made
you know
it
what,
a
though?
Point to make sure that you were not going to laugh at that.
But you know what, though, Dawn? This is the honest to God truth. Now, I used to look at Mickey Mouse and all those, you know, cartoons like that. And I remember Mickey hitting his thumb with a hammer. And the only thing I thought of was how that hurt. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. It wasn't funny. I could only think of, even though that's a fucking cartoon, I swear to God, I could only think of how that hurt, you know. And I don't know why I transfer that to my reality of pain. You know what I'm saying? But
because
I know
you haven't
if you hit your hammer with a, pardon me?
Because you haven't healed from it yet. That's the same thing when Dawn said that she can't watch the scene with, you know, Ike and Tina because it still brings shit up because she hasn't healed from that yet.
So the time I hit my finger with a hammer, I ain't healed from that yet because every time I see a hammer finger getting hit with a hammer, whether it's a cartoon or whatever, it fucks me up. I feel the pain. I mean, I can see it. I know that hurt. I'm like, shit, that hurt. That ain't funny to me because I know that shit hurt. You
right.
know, and pain ain't funny to me.
Right, because that's
you know, people falling down and hurting themselves, that's not funny to me. That kind of stuff don't make me laugh.
Right,
know?
Right, right. That's just it. That's just, see, it when you watch movies as an experience and it's your experience in the theater or in the movie, then, yeah, it will bring both worlds together. That's what their intentions are, is to bring
mm-hmm.
your world
mm-hmm.
and the writer world together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you can relate, then you're going to go through the same fucking pain in your experience from watching the goddamn movie. It's the same shit. You're going to go through that same emotional whirlwind.
And see, that's why there are certain movies I don't look at. The horror movies and stuff like
that.
I don't watch those kind
shit.
Of movies.
Mm-mm.
I don't watch gruesome kind
Mm-mm.
of movies. I don't
Mm-mm.
watch those kind of movies. However, I'm always surprised, which is why I don't look at movies, is when I go in a movie and I think it's a comedy or something like that where I could laugh
and it
or whatever.
You up.
And I get in the movie and there's some heinous shit going on in a comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you know what movie
I
did that to me? American History X? When they fucking bashed that goddamn person's face on the sidewalk?
I
couldn't
see
handle it. I couldn't
right.
handle
I didn't
that
see that.
Thing. Oh, it was the most, I had nightmares. And it was a split fucking second, and it was so quick.
Yeah,
I
that's
called
subliminal messaging.
And I hated that shit. I couldn't finish that movie for at least 3 fucking months.
Right.
Even though the subject matter.
Right.
Of
there's
the movie,
another movie too that fucks me up. Pulp Fiction, when your boy get rammed up in the ass by them crackers. It's just certain shit that I know that's
right.
what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
Is that, and that scene that, and that shit still fucks me up today.
Right.
Just over
right,
and over.
Right.
That shit plays in my head
right.
over and over again. Every time I see that nigga now, it's just like,
right.
this
right.
is shit. You literally let
right.
them rape you on camera.
Right.
You let them
right.
rape you.
And there's
yeah.
another movie about a guy, I can't think of a young guy, his dad got locked up, and Mary J. Blige played his mama. And every time I see that movie, I mean, every time, it evokes an emotion out of me about the life of this young boy who wound up in prison, was an artist, wound up being an artist, who wound up in prison and shit. I mean, it's just certain things. I wasn't expecting that in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But damn, there it was. And
it was the same thing with Precious. It was the same thing. Oh, go ahead, Jolly. But I was about to say it's the same thing with Precious. I wouldn't watch Precious. My children bought the movie in, and I wouldn't watch it. They was upstairs watching that shit for, like, back-to-back. Just I mean, what y'all doing? Watching Precious the next day. What y'all doing? Watching Precious the next day.
Right.
What y'all doing? Watching Precious. So about a week later, we all having dinner at the table, and I start to see that these motherfuckers is acting out, goddamn, the movie Precious. But they
right.
did it in a comedy way. Children didn't even see the fucking... I mean, they were playing the big bitch, you know what I'm saying? They were acting like Huck and shit, right?
I ain't finna do that. What you looking at me like that?
I mean, they had this whole little shit. So anytime, you know, I mean, then that's when I noticed, well, wait a minute, it can't be that fucking sick the way that
right.
they... You know, because my children helped me to understand that nigga, mama ain't that deep. Even when I saw it, I was able to finally see the comedy of it, finally, because of my children. Now, adults saw what they wanted to see, but
right.
they
right.
all they saw was that shit was funny as fuck to them.
Right.
And
right.
then I was able to laugh when I finally put it in. And I still right. sat back, you know, and trust me, nothing in that movie is funny other than the part when the bitch comes to the right. door, the teacher and the bitch cuts the bitch out. That's the only part, though. But
right.
or when she's running with that fucking bucket of chicken.
Oh, the bucket of chicken, too, right? That was only 2 parts, right? But
right.
the thing about it was because I'm in the movie industry, I'm in the entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
now that I'm finally able to take myself out as a human going to see the movie but actually look at these actors and actresses for what they are,
mm-hmm.
I can honestly say, goddamn, that Monique played the shit out that motherfucker. It
she
was
did.
Not an emotional
right.
whirlwind when I saw
right.
it.
Right.
Now, mind
right.
you, you know what I'm saying? There are women in my life that I literally cried with when they told me the story that their mother's boyfriend was fucking them.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't relate when That's I saw
right.
that movie
mm-hmm.
of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't,
right.
I couldn't
right.
even go there emotionally and to
mm-hmm.
look at the sisters that came in my life and told me their experience and their lives. And they had babies by these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I was just able to see it as Oscar. The bitch gonna get an Oscar for it. I was able to see
right.
other shit, you know what I'm saying,
right.
that most
right.
people who paid to see it what is not able to see. They only
right.
able to see what they was, what Oprah and all the rest of them sick fucks put together for them to see.
Right, and the emotional part that you relate to in the movie, because there were certain parts of the movie that I related to personally in the movie. That evoked emotion for me. So, you know, because I know shit like that happens to girls, you know. So that kind of like just brought the reality back around to me that kind of shit actually happens to girls.
Right.
You know,
and then they come out
know.
Talking about it was all fictitious, a whole
right.
conglomerate
you know.
Of other shit. But, no, I mean, it's real, but, you know, again, it took my children to joke about it for me to finally see it. Because remember, the whole talk about it was that it was sick. It was a very sick movie and that they should never done it. They should have never put that shit out.
Well, you know, I had my reservations about coming to that conclusion because I think what it did do was bring forth the reality of the fact that this happens in real life. Girls do go through that. But the point I'm trying to make, Jolly, is that shit like that happens in real life.
Yes. No, no, yes.
Yeah, it does. And so does the woman getting her throat cut. There was five women in Mexico over this weekend found dead with their throat slits.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Black?
I don't know. I have no idea. But all five of them found on the beach with their throat cut.
Where were they?
In Mexico.
They're most likely either white or Mexican.
Yeah, whatever.
But
you know.
I think you made the point for me, Don, in terms of not letting movies control your emotions because as I think back on the traumatic experience that I had just watching a fucking movie, it's like, yeah, that's a little bit unreasonable. Like, that's a little bit unreasonable that I'm literally shaking and damn. I mean, when I tell you I was walking up and down the hallway just trying my best to get that image out my head, it took a while.
See, that's emotion out of control. That's a perfect example of it.
Because that's the point. It's to remind you again, it goes back to the human computer, the brain computer, and the regular computer. Because that's something that you don't want your brain or your mind to be logged in. That's the same thing happens to your computer. That's why I ask you to clear your cookies, clear your cachet, get rid of your fucking history. Because they know that they can subliminally supplant shit in your fucking head that you don't fucking want in there. And I'm sure, Jolly, that movie took place maybe 5-10 fucking years ago. Who fucking knows? But that shit still resurfaced in your head.
Right. You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And
so
now
you
I
know that's why it's called cinema. Spells. They casting spells on people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I should be able to, after watching a movie, take that shit home to bed with me.
Exactly.
No fucking way.
Right.
That means they serve more purposes than one.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because they want to literally mind fuck you. Now, in certain movies, you can't get out your fucking head.
Right. So that's what I would say. When you're sitting in the theater and you got emotion and you cry or whatever you do, but when you walk out the theater, it's all over. It was a movie. You let it go.
Yeah, depending on how traumatic the experience was.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Depending on how traumatic it was. That's why, you know, viewer discretion is advised. Remember they used to put that on there?
Yeah.
Viewer
discretion is advised.
They still do it or they don't?
Most people leave the theater and bring the movie with them. They actually, like, for example, what's that movie I was ranting and raving about, Dawn, and I was telling you about? The Adjustment Bureau.
Not the emotion of the movie, though, right? You don't take that with you, though, right?
Hell, fuck yeah. I brought the joy and the excitement that it gave me, and I passed that joy and excitement along to every fucking body I knew.
You don't have control of your emotions.
I
was about to goddamn burst with damn fucking elation. I was so goddamn excited.
Right. So I would say nobody really has control of their emotions when it comes to, you know, certain aspects.
Because
well,
viewer discretion is advised. The thing about it is, in with movies, you're forewarned. So you already know what type of movie you about to go into. That's why I didn't understand why would niggas throw up and run out seeing Passion. You already know how they gonna crucify the niggas. So you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you already know what you've already been forewarned. This is a movie of a crucifixion, motherfucker. What you expect to see? Jesus having a wedding and partying and living on and shit? Like, what the fuck did you expect? So it is viewer discretion is advised, and in movies you are forewarned. You should already know it's going to be some sick shit in it, like Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
You already know. You watch a Quentin Tarantino movie, you already know it's going to be some sick shit in it because he's a sick fuck. So expect sick shit in his goddamn film.
Quentin Tarantino, he's the director that produced Pulp Fiction.
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill, yeah.
I don't know the details.
So because that's the first thing I'm looking at is who directed the fucking movie. Then I know whether or not I'm going to see it because who wrote it because I already know that there's six fucks behind the fucking screen.
So
So what they're doing is that they're supplanting their sick thoughts on visually to get into your fucking head.
Do you like Spike Lee movies?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't. What the fuck, Spike Lee? I mean, you know, I don't. My choice of movies is scientific movies. That's my choice. My choice is not Get Rich, Die Trying. My choice is not some nigga shit in the hood, goddamn it, trying to fucking sell dope to get out that shit. That's not my choice. My choice is not watching a nigga in a dress knit and smoke cigarettes and have a family reunion. That shit like that is just not my choice. My choice is science movies. My choice is like 007, Adjustment Bureau. Shit like that, you know, Minority Report. My choice is the future.
I don't want to see
any of that shit. I'll just go outside in my goddamn front yard or some shit and see that shit real life. So it's just certain things that I want. I mean, Spike Lee doesn't tweet my Twitters. Until this nigga get on the scientific side and start producing some real shit, then maybe so. I didn't have a choice as a child, you know what I'm saying, to say I ain't watching Spike Lee. I watched the shit out of School Days, know the movie by heart. I didn't have a choice, but now I'm wiser and older. I know to choose wisely when it comes to tell a lot visually, if that makes sense.
When it comes to who's going to
occupy 2 hours of my fucking time.
I'm
not
going to
watch
of,
Juice. I'm not going to watch that fucking bullshit, and I'm advising my children not to watch that shit. You don't need to fuck that. Tupac dead. Juice is goddamn a 90s, 80s movies. This shit is over. Watch something else. God damn.
Did you hear Soulja Boy is about to remake Juice? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Got a haircut like him and everything.
I would say.
Why? The question would be, why? What is their point behind that? Mind you, Juice is a story about a motherfucker. At the end, the nigga killed some Chinese motherfuckers over some fucking money. So the whole thing about it, mind you, and then you got two, first of all, a lot of our children don't give two shits about Tupac. So it's not a movie about Tupac. It's a fictitious fucking movie. But Soulja Boy is playing in it because our children, our generation, baby's generation, knows Soulja Boy more than they know Tupac. So, yeah, put Soulja Boy in the role of Juice, and then what you're going to get is what is considered acting out what they see in the movies. Our children ain't robbing as much as they used to any fucking more. Our children ain't trying to motherfucking, goddamn it, make it in the entertainment industry. Or our children ain't trying, you know, it ain't that shit. So they're reinstilling the spell of violence. You'll see.
Yeah, 90% of black movies are pretty stupid and have no substance. Anyway.
Yeah, it's nothing, no substance. So fuck black movies. I ain't watching that shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give two shits about black movies. They can kiss my motherfucking black ass. I don't like black movies. I don't like them. And I'm starting not to like black reality shows. The shit getting on my fucking nerves. You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain shit. I'm not gonna do it. It's that nigga behind the camera that gets on my fucking nerves.
If that's to open, you have to put it up.
That's all I say. It's them fucking niggas behind the camera. It's already sick fucks already out here, writing and directing and producing, and then niggas join the bandwagon of sick fuckerdom.
Thank
you. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, they can't think outside of the fucking box. You know, it's the same thing with you.
Why is it that you really have no black directors that make science fiction?
Because them niggas like to stay in the spell of 1, 2, and 3, person, place,
no,
and
that's
thing.
Not true.
And they
so
prefer.
So Priya Stewart is the example of why there's not black people coming out with science fiction.
Well, there are. I mean, there are black people that watch it, but when it's time for us to be behind the camera is when we don't put out.
Yeah,
no, we do put out. Those are just not the movies that's the
Well, we're talking about the ones that make it. Let's deal with
we're
that.
Exactly. That's
let's talk
know,
about
I mean,
that. Because even the ones that are reinvigorating juice, I mean, come on now. You could have put that money towards something else.
No, the studio doesn't allow it. That's what I'm saying to you. Every artist
oh,
says
Jesus.
The same shit. I don't know.
You know how
know.
Much money that these black directors and producers have? Let's just take your boy for one.
Don.
Let's just take Tyler Perry for one. But Tyler Perry owns his own goddamn shit. So what's his issue?
Wait a minute.
I'm asking, seriously. Tyler Perry owns his own shit. He got ends on the network and all this type of shit, and he put out all this fucking ridiculous bullshit, this cooning shit. So, I mean, this is their choice. They're not trying to give you a better image of who and what you are. Your own people are not trying to. We shouldn't even expect the cracker to, because you know he ain't, but your own people are the ones that's not. They have the power. That nigga is a multiple millionaire in his company. He can do that. He don't want to. He don't want
but
to.
Then,
and when he does do it, he stereotypes light skin against black men. The black men are always the bad guy in a sense. And some light skin or some foreign ass nigga come save the day of an abused black woman.
That's not true. I wouldn't
okay.
say that's true. A lot of his movies aren't like that.
My
There's only one
is,
that
I said Tyler Perry
like
movies.
But they allowed
yes, I'm talking
Tyler
about.
Perry
a lot of his movies aren't like that.
Is in for a reason.
Because
like
of Daddy Little Girl and Daddy Little Girl, the guy with
dark skin.
That
was it.
And Daddy Little Girl, but and Daddy Little Girl, the guy with dark skin.
Yeah, that was it. Give me another one. Go ahead. I'm listening. Give me another one.
I would say the one, Why Did I Get Married? Those are mostly dark-skinned dudes.
Yeah, but look at all their issues.
He villainized a lot of light-skinned men in that one of his newest ones. What's the thing called? For Color Girls.
Yeah, but mind you, that predates him. He just took on a screenplay. That predates him.
Don, what I'm saying
that's not
is,
he wasn't the originator of that.
You asked the question, why don't black people put out science movies? And I'm saying to you.
He asked that question.
Okay. So the reason they don't put them out is because the studios, just like musical artists, they don't allow them to put out movies.
Oh, that's a lie.
So they're still being controlled. That was the
exactly.
point.
Exactly. That's
they still being controlled, but you got
some that
own their own company. These people are not asking, sweetheart.
But
I think even the black directors
believe that the audience that their audience have a lower IQ, so they don't put them type of movies out. That's why I honestly
we gotta talk at one time.
No, what I was saying is that I think the reason why the directors, they don't put out no science fiction movies is simply because they believe that the audience have a lower IQ. Won't you say so?
That's the point.
The audience have a low IQ? Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
Think that's why they don't put them science fiction movies out, because they believe since they're black, they know what all blacks like.
That's a lie, because black people go to the science fiction movies.
Again, they believe since they're black,
it's,
they
and
believe
it's produced
they know
by
what all
Caucasians.
Blacks like.
In other words, if it is true what you say, Jolly, that they won't allow them to, then maybe, because the Caucasian says, no, nigga, you stay with the hood and we'll put out the scientific movies, nigga. Maybe there's a
stay
in your lane.
And Don, won't you
shit.
Say that it's based off
and
their personal experiences anyway?
And for you to say that Tyler Perry is a black person that owns his own studio, but you have to remember he didn't always own his own studio. And there's
oh, yeah. We already know that.
We know that, exactly.
We already know that.
What's the point?
We know he started out in his car.
Of a nigga
So he say.
Oprah.
Say what?
I think it's BS. They could
Let's
do
go
it.
With Oprah. What's up with Oprah? Oh my God, Hoppo Studio.
I think it's BS. I think they can put it out. They choose not to because either they're not very creative with the ideas, or they just underestimate their own people and think blacks won't like things like that.
I mean, their job is to keep the black mind on a low level. That's it. And you can tell it. And anything to please the white man, let's say that the white man is the one, and you're absolutely fucking right, Jolly, that they say, no, nigga, you ain't putting out no conscious music. No, nigga, you ain't putting out no black hero shit or some black scientific motherfucking shit, nigga. You're not doing it. And that is to keep the black people at a very low fucking level. You know what I'm saying? With all the money they putting in the goddamn juice right the fuck now, that could have been some money putting into some goddamn syrup instead of juice.
Take Sophia Stewart, for example. Now, this was a black woman who had a minimum of two franchises that were both science fiction, right? But they didn't allow her to put it out, because if she put it out, the way she would have put it out,
She's not a director. She's not a director. Because if you're going to compare,
you
shut the fuck up. I'm talking. I'm talking.
If I can finish my point, then you can study your way into understanding what the fuck I'm saying.
It's like comparing her to a lady who wrote the Harry Potter books.
The problem is you're a jackass and you don't know how to listen to the fucking truth, so you interrupt me.
You're
the same thing as, like, I don't know, Quentin Tarantino.
Shut up.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. It sounded like a child.
Yeah, that's because you're too busy eating, fat ass.
Let's get to the point. Go ahead, Jolly. Say your point. B.A., give her a moment, son. Go ahead, Jolly.
I was waiting for him to finish, you know, crying and whining. Are you done, Malcolm? You done crying?
Yeah, he's
like
done. Go ahead.
Okay. If they allowed Sophia Stewart to put out science fiction the way she understands it, then the production value would have changed. So instead of allowing her to do it, they took it from her, manipulated it to their understanding, and put the shit out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you even know the history?
I'm not ever talking
about that. No, hold on, because we're putting out way too much misinformation on that lady case. I've heard her do interviews. She was making pacts with those producers. The only thing is they didn't give her no credit. They didn't credit her in no way. She was already in code. She was already making deals.
She was already
making deals
with
them.
Hollering at them motherfuckers.
So they didn't take any. Well, they did take her concepts. They just didn't give her any credit. So it's not like they read her book and they just, oh my gosh, let's take this. We can't make this black woman rise. She was making backroom deals with them. She was already doing it.
They
so we need to stop putting out all this misinformation and thinking that
yeah,
that's
she,
a wide conspiracy.
Wait. Even when she did the interview, if you go back and listen to it on my show, she specifically said that she was in conversation talking to all the motherfuckers. That's how she knew that they took it later and made it in the big screen.
Exactly.
She gave them her script. She gave them that shit. She knew their names and all that shit. She was in conversation with them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and she said that, wait, let me finish. And she said that they were waiting on her to show up after Matrix blew up. They was waiting on her to walk on through. She said they was waiting on me. Go back and listen to the shit. She said they was waiting on me to come back in that motherfucker once I saw Matrix up.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What does that prove? That they didn't change her shit? Because out her own mouth, they said that she said they changed her shit.
So they have to switch it up anyway for movies anyway. They have to switch it up anyway for movies. You have a playwright or a book, but then they have to add the sensationalism and bring to life the character. The only difference is she wanted Neo to be black, and she wanted a goddamn your boy Will Smith to play him. And when the opportunity was given, which means they had somebody
want to do it.
If we really
he
digest this shit properly,
it.
Wait.
Exactly.
Wait. Listen to my conversation. Listen. Somebody has to be lying. If we really goddamn digest this shit, she says that she wanted Will Smith to play. And when Will Smith was presented with the script, which means that she had some type of, I mean, this coming out of her mouth, when Will Smith was presented it, he decided to take the role of Wild Wild West instead of that. So something is going on where she had to either she was involved or there were conversations that she decided to share with us even though she wasn't there. Because she literally said that I wanted Will Smith to play that. And
well,
he,
Don,
he turned
see,
it down.
See,
so this
Will
is a little
Smith
bit, this is something, this is some goddamn I Spy shit.
Did you see
it is, because you got to figure out what the fuck, I mean, it, out of her own mouth, in other words, if Will Smith got the script and decided to turn it down for Wild Wild West and it came out of her mouth, would she, how would she know that? If they so-called stole the shit from her, and if they said we Will Smith turns. I mean, how the fuck would she know that? Is what I'm saying.
Well, Don,
afterwards
you,
or not, but how would she know?
Don,
even though she said I wanted him to play it back the interview. I wanted him to play it, but he turned it down. So that's not afterwards, Leonard. That's before.
No, it's not.
Not
before.
When she said I wanted him to play it and he turned it down for Wild Wild West. We don't know Matrix exists yet. So if she wanted him to play it and he turned it down for Wild Wild West, is that before or after we saw Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
After.
That's before.
That's
no,
before.
But she's talking about
that's
it
before.
After.
Before.
But she's talking about it after.
Right, we know she's talking about it after, but she's
exactly.
telling us something that so-called happened before Matrix was
but
given
Dawn,
to us.
But, Dawn, out her own mouth, she said that all of this information came to her after the fact. So why are you confused?
I didn't say confused. I said I spied. It's a mystery to that shit.
How the
it
fuck
still
is
it goes to, cause it goes back to what I think what B.A. and yourself were saying in regards to her. Now, if you repeat exactly what you said to bring up Sophia Stewart, and then if I get goddamn B.A. to say what he said to try to counteract that, then you will find out that basically we're talking about something that actually is still a mystery. Because if you wanted Will Smith to play the part, that means you knew something was going on during the time of the casting for Matrix.
No, that's not what that means.
Okay, fine.
It means, you know what it means? It means that
but
she
Don, so
got the information
Will,
that Will
said that after
when
the fact,
was,
but you
was
can't say that
side
after
side.
The fact when Homeboy was given the script any fucking way and turned
yeah,
it down
he,
for Wild Wild West.
Didn't want to do it.
But why
are
you acting like she didn't know that?
He thought that it was
like,
going to be
so
uninteresting, and he thought it was boring. He said it out of his own mouth in an interview on MTV. I remember watching it. He said he thought it was going to be boring, and he thought it wasn't going to bring in no audience. That's what he said.
So
and
what?
Then that's how they got Jada. That's
like
how they got Jada. That's how they got Jada to play Niobe.
But that's not
after,
the point
after the whole thing with Aaliyah.
The point of the conversation is, for some absurd reason, it's now a mystery that she was involved or not involved when it's very simple. She got information after the fact.
She did, Firelinus. She sure did say that shit.
That's
I'm
what
sorry.
My question is that why are you acting like everything happened in the sequence of the movie making when she said she heard about it after the fact? So
She did say that, and if you go back and listen, that's why I'm saying if you go back and listen, there is a few contradictions. It doesn't. There's just a few contradictions. If she heard about, listen, Jalene, if she heard about it after the fact, then why? How come she said that I even wanted him to play Neo, but he turned it down for Wild Wild West? So if you heard about it after the fact, which means
exactly.
that you knew
you
that he had a script, that your boy, Will Smith, received a script. So something is not right in that shit, is what
Don,
I'm saying.
He didn't receive from her. He didn't receive the script from Sophia Stewart.
Like I said, she said, I wanted him to play it. So obviously, if she wanted him to play it, who gave him the script in the first place? And how did he get to the point where he says, I turned it down because I felt it wouldn't make nothing? That means that she still, listen, I wanted to have Will Smith to play it. He turned it down. Will Smith received the script, whether it was from her or not. Will Smith received the script, whether it was from her or not. Yes or no? Did he not receive the script?
Did he not receive the script? Yes or no?
Did he not receive the script? Yes or no?
Yes. All right, then.
What is your point about him receiving the script?
Because the point of it is that if, in fact, she didn't know about it until after the movie, then how could she possibly know that Will Smith turned the shit down before the movie was fucking on? That's the question. How did she know?
Can I answer your question?
How the fuck did she know is the question.
Can I answer your question how she knew?
Yeah, hurry up. We're about to land.
Okay, the reason Sophia Stewart knew, because like she said, she found out about the shit after the fact. So that's like me watching some news report and they said,
examples. Oh, just tell me how she knew.
I just told you. She was watching the news.
Go ahead. You said she watched the news?
And they said Will Smith was considered for the role of Neo and he turned it down. And she said to herself, oh, I would have liked Will Smith to play the role. It's not that fucking deep. It's not a mystery.
No, she said I wanted him to.
Yeah, exactly.
But he turned it down. It wasn't like I heard that Will Smith. I mean, well, listen to it again.
Yeah, hold on.
Listen to it again. To me, it's just a few contradictions in her story. I'm not saying that that's not her shit. I'm just saying it's a few contradictions to her story. She did give it to them. They were talking about doing that shit. She knew every last one of them motherfuckers in Warner Brothers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit different. This ain't a motherfucker that never been to Warner Brothers, don't know a goddamn name, and send their script to them. You understand? This is a bitch that was in communication with them motherfuckers. It's a little bit different.
No, there's no difference.
No, it is a difference. There is a difference. This is somebody that literally sat with these motherfuckers. No, but she knew them anyway. This is a little bit different.
There's no difference.
She knew it's a little different than you mailing your script in to a motherfucker or sending your demo in to a goddamn record company not knowing the motherfuckers that receive it. This bitch knew them.
She
knew the motherfuckers, Jali. We about to land, man. Let's finish this. You want to finish this?
Please.
Okay. All right, y'all. We about to land, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, baby. Let's get it. Shit.
Hey. Hey. Teach me how to dug it. Hey. They be like, smooth. What? Can you teach me how to dug it? You know why? Because all the girls love it. Hey. All I need is a beat that's super bumping. And for you to back it up and dunk it. Get it. Put your arms out front, lean side to side. They gon' be on you when they see you hit that Dougie ride. Ain't nobody getting with my bro from on the side. He go by Bubba and he hit that death like thunder. Okay. I ain't from Dallas, but I D-Town boogie.
Yep.
I show my moves off to everybody trying to do me.
Exactly.
I lead the functions and all the ladies trying to screw me. Now you just do you, and I'ma do me.
All day.
Dudes love to hate. So they try to sue me. Females be thugs to me. I think they try to glue me. I make the party shine bright when it started glooming. This beat was bubblegum, so I had to chew it.
Teach me how to dug it. Teach me how to dug it. Teach me how to dug it. Teach me how to dug it.
Everybody.